news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Four people killed in a mass shooting in the heart of Midtown Manhattan.
No words can describe this act of evil, a man who takes a life of others who are innocent.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
And no words can fill the void that has been left by this tragedy. Our hearts break for the families and friends of the victims. We pray for the swift and safe recovery of the injured.
The gunman, said to be a Las Vegas resident, was armed with an M4 rifle, strode into a Park Avenue skyscraper last evening, started shooting, among other things, at building houses the headquarters of the NFL. One of the four people killed, an off-duty NYPD officer, married father of two. After the shootings, the gunman, who police say had a documented history of mental health issues, took his own life. Dozens of people killed, more than 80 injured. The latest Russian attacks on Ukraine. This time, the target, a prison hit by the Russian airstrikes. President Trump growing increasingly frustrated with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
I'm not so interested in talking anymore. He talks, we have such nice conversations, such respectful and nice conversations, and then people die the following night with a missile going into a town and hitting, recently, I guess, the nursing home, but they hit other things. Whatever they hit, people die.
Mr. Trump has significantly shortened the deadline he's given Putin to agree to a truce or face crushing economic sanctions. Another day of intense heat and smothering humidity on tap for a vast area from the shores of the Gulf Coast up to the mountains of New England. High temperature records could be shattered. Some of the big East Coast cities today. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures have been in positive territory so far. Dow, Nasdaq, S&P futures all higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
Good Tuesday morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. We started right around 5:15 with a big wreck on 83 southbound at Middletown Road at that point. And when we did the live shot at 5:30, everything was blocked. Apparently now the word is that the wreck is on the shoulder. Keeping in mind, 83 south is only two lanes. So there's a backup here. They're looking at it, and every once in a while, it looks like they may block a lane, possibly moving a vehicle from the side of the roadway. But if you're coming down from the state line through Middletown Road and working your way south, there is definitely a backup in that area. York Road, of course, would be the detour route. Minor wreck, Randallstown side, Liberty Road at McDonough Road. Also in Queenstown, a report of a wreck in the left-hand lane on Route 50 westbound, right at the split at US 301. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Another mild and muggy morning with temperatures in the 70s. For the afternoon, more heat and humidity. Temps in the mid to upper 90s. Feels like temperatures into the triple digits will keep the heat around Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dundalk already 75 degrees. Aberdeen has 71 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Dangerous heat continues across Maryland today and tomorrow. High temps across the Baltimore area expected to hit the upper 90s with a heat index that could reach 110 degrees. Baltimore is under a code red extreme heat alert, and city halls will be open for extended hours today. Cooling centers will be open through Baltimore, Annapolis, and surrounding counties. Maryland Senators Chris Van Collen and Angela Alsobrooks blasting the Trump administration after being denied entry to the Baltimore ICE facility. Van Collen says Donald Trump told the American people his immigration policy would focus on the worst of the worst, but it was a lie. According to Van Collen, he says the administration is pursuing a cruel mass deportation agenda where people are held under inhumane conditions and shipped off without due process. City police investigating a deadly crash at West Baltimore. Officers responding to the 800 block of North Carey Street. This was shortly before 1:30 Monday morning, where a 26-year-old male passenger found trapped inside a vehicle, later pronounced dead at the hospital. Driver fled the scene on foot, the vehicle not reported stolen. Investigators urge anyone with information to contact police or Metro Crime Stoppers. And a shooting in East Baltimore now being investigated as a homicide after the victim died of his injuries. Officers responded to the 1100 block of East Preston Street just before 1 a.m. on June 30th, found a 33-year-old man with a gunshot wound. He was hospitalized for nearly a month before being pronounced dead this past weekend on Saturday. Homicide detectives now leading the investigation. Pick three lottery numbers, 738, your pick 45804. And now at 606, next it's Style and Sports.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup for Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCBM and you'll get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It came early and often.
Another 3-2. Mullins drives one. High, deep, right field. Home run number 101. Dead central off one of the umbrellas in right field.
But I'm going to tell you what, there's 216 stitches on the baseball, and Cedric Mullins just covered every one of them with that swing right there.
Kevin Brown and the great Big Bang McDonald with the call on Masson. Cedric Mullins at the bat and in the field last night as the Birds pound out 16 hits against Blue Jay pitching, four home runs en route to an 11-4 series opening win over Toronto. Post-game comments from manager Mancelino.
You know, having them all together helps. I mean, it's better than not. I think we know that. You know, I do think that the guys have played good baseball for a couple months, you know, and I feel like they have swung the bat better here over a couple months, and I would guess the numbers kind of show that.
And don't forget, today is a day-night doubleheader as part of a makeup from a series earlier. First game at 12:30, and then the second game of the Twin Bill at 6:35 p.m. The Pats came out yesterday in Owings Mills, and predictably so did the injuries. Jaire Alexander out with knee swellness, should return today, according to Coach Harbaugh. Jalen Armour-Davis left before team drills yesterday with an undisclosed injury, and wide receiver Rashad Bateman sent home with an illness. Coming up in 30 minutes, Deion Sanders now on the comeback trail. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore. No way.
Time for
of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Tuesday, July 29th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up on the show in this hour, we're going to take a look at Federal Hill. Business owners are speaking out about the shootings there. Jazzy Crockett, Al Charlton making news here this morning. But our top story here is Governor Moore and his green agenda and how it may be costing us a lot more in our electric bills. The Mid-Atlantic region's power grid operator, PJM, is sounding the alarm about state policies accelerating the shutdown of fossil fuel generators as demand for electricity surges and driving up prices for record highs for consumers here in the state of Maryland, especially during these very hot days, hot and humid days. Jeffrey Shields, the senior manager of external communications at PJM, wrote, "Existing supply has been leaving the system due primarily to state and federal decarbonization policies and some economics. In any market, when demand is up and supply is down, there will be an increase in pricing." Thus, and this has caused a war of words between Governor Moore, the Democrats, and PJM. Let's flash back to 2023 when Governor Moore said this in his first year in office.
And listen, I have said it before, I will say it again. This is going to be Maryland's decade. Maryland is going to be the home and the leader in offshore wind in this country.
Yeah, the problem with offshore wind, it doesn't generate anywhere near the electricity that we need to power the state. We're still importing 40% of our power from Pennsylvania, but yet Governor Moore insists, and the progressive Marxist Democrats insist, we are going to be the offshore wind capital of the world.
It's hollow ground because understanding that the work happening right here, Train Point Atlantic, that this is going to be a foundation about making us the offshore wind capital in America.
Now that he's already nailed down the buggy whip capital of America, that's good to know.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure that that is a good thing because PJM announced its capacity auction price for 2026 had jumped to $329 per megawatt. That's a 22% increase from the previous year. And get this, since Governor Moore has been in office, that is a 1,038% higher charge in increase in electricity rates since he took office. Fox 45's Gary Collins questioned him about his green agenda.
Do you believe that your green agenda is disrupting the state energy marketplace and causing more expense for Marylanders in a tough economic situation?
Not at all. And there's no data that can actually reinforce that being able to say we believe in solar and wind and nuclear and all the above energy assets, that in any way is actually hurting ratepayers. In fact, it's actually helping. The best thing you can do is provide more options for ratepayers. If you provide more options, it's simple supply and demand, it brings prices down. And so what we're interested in making sure the ratepayers are supported, and we can do that while also protecting the environment.
How is that done with wind?
Sorry, second.
How is that done with wind?
Well, I think that when you're talking about all the above energy options, that includes solar, that includes wind, that includes nuclear, that includes all the various options that we have on board to make sure we're increasing supply. If you have increased demand, like we have in the state of Maryland, you have to increase supply. If you do not increase supply, then you will end up having jacked up prices. And that means all the ratepayers get hosed. And so what we're trying to do is just provide every single option possible and make it available to people at a scalable way that you can bring prices down and bring inventory up.
All right, we'll discuss the data and the gaslighting that was heard from it's Governor amazing. Moore coming up in a second.
Right now it's 6:13, Talk Radio 680, WCBO, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is saying the camera is aimed in the wrong direction. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Right now, they're facing in the correct direction.
Oh, okay. Good. That's good to know.
For the record.
Oh, okay. It's fine.
Right now, we're doing fine, but there's plenty of time to go wrong. Southbound 83, this wreck happened about 5:10 this morning, right after Middletown Road, and at one point, the entire roadway was completely blocked. They're telling us that it's on the shoulder. It's out of camera range, about a mile south of where this camera is. They're crawling right now through there, so traffic coming down from the state line is now over on York Road. Was looking at some of the data there, and of course, York Road is a single lane all the way down through that area. So big backups right now trying to get south from the state line, eventually down into Hunt Valley and places beyond that down to the Beltway. So it's stop and go, and it's crawling, even though the report is most of the lanes are open on 83. Baltimore County with the wreck, Liberty Road at McDonough Road. They're coming through Queenstown. The accident about 15 minutes ago, westbound on Route 50, right at the end of the split where you come together there at US 301. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mild, muggy in the 70s here again this morning, but we're heading up to the mid and upper 90s again. Heat index well over 100 as it was yesterday, and that'll stay through Wednesday. Thursday storm should bring in some cooler temperatures, thank goodness, because it is hot and humid. Right now, sunny, 73 in Columbia. It is 77 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. The country of Turkey shattered its all-time heat record with a scorching 122.9 degrees yesterday.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
That's cooking the turkey.
It is indeed. The traffic turkey in Tampa also roasting 100%.
Traffic turkey. Get the hell out of here.
100 degrees. First time in history in Tampa.
Yeah.
100 degrees. So,
well done, Chuck.
Chuck, do you prefer roasted or fried? They're calling right now to verify.
Hear that phone ringing?
Yeah.
That's Charlie Gishler calling me. Gishman, I'm on the air right at the moment, so please leave a message.
Production has started on a sequel to the movie Bend It Like Beckham. Now, David Beckham, the soccer star, is retired. The only thing he's bending is his elbow at happy hour at this point.
That's good.
Yeah.
New survey out shows average Americans spend half their day online.
Really?
No.
Either on computers or phones or whatever. Used to be many, many moons ago, you'd spend a half a day online. That'd be at the MVA.
Yeah.
Okay? That's true.
Yes.
New research shows that half of U.S. dogs are overweight.
Okay.
I guess it is really true that dogs and their owners really do begin to look alike
yes.
at some point.
Little Henry is exactly 11 pounds.
Is there, and then he's on, that's
he's
on target?
Yeah, he's right where he should be.
Okay.
Which for a chihuahua is not bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Chihuahua. I'm going to tell him you said that. Next time he'll pee right on your foot. When he's
oh, nice.
Late night legend Jay Leno has chimed in on the firing of Stephen Colbert. Leno said, politically charged monologues, I don't think anybody wants to hear your lecture. There's a good one. If anybody's an expert on replacing late night guys, it's Leno.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just ask Letterman and Conan O'Brien. He'll tell you all about
it. Sure.
Resort town in France is fining men $175 if they walk around shirtless and they're not on the beach.
Really?
Yeah. So you can be shirtless on the beach, but you got to put a shirt on when you leave the beach. But when you're on the beach, you can still wear those really skimpy lump suits. You can tell what religion you are.
Yes.
Look like Chewbacca.
The banana hammock.
Yeah, exactly.
Banana.
Convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell is asking the Supreme Court to overturn her conviction. Maxwell doesn't want to die in prison this week.
Right.
So.
And she's, I am not suicidal.
Right. Yeah. She wants out in the worst way. Hey, you know, we've been seeing a lot of fisticuffs on the golf course recently. There was the guy up in Canada, the NHL enforcer, that just threw that guy around like a rag doll. There was a fight yesterday in Florida. Golfers punching each other in the face. It got away out of hand. It gave me an idea that maybe we finally found a way to make golf more exciting.
This summer, forget the PGA. Welcome to the UFG, Ultimate Fighting Golf, where birdies turn into black eyes. And slow play doesn't mean swinging clubs. It means swinging fists. Tee off with Florida's finest as they drive, chip, and chokehold their way to the green. Warning, may include cart flipping and jousting with putters. UFG, because par is for the weak. Sundays after church, bring your own mouth guard.
Bring your own mouth guard.
I think it really would be a ratings bonanza.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's
top combine MMA with golf, and I think you really have got a winning formula.
It's better than the live golf, I can tell you that.
That is true.
I've always suggested combine golf and skeet shooting. Have two teams, and one team hits the ball, the other just shoot it out of the air.
Shoot it down. Right. That's a good idea. I like that.
Hey, you just don't want to get caught in the crossfire.
Yeah, right, no.
That's the only problem.
Or you get
on the green, and then you get two guys from the guy who made the shot. He's
body
on the green,
checking you.
And then you got to race to the ball. Okay. Oh, and you can, anything goes. You can tackle the guy before he gets to the ball to putt. Yeah, but once he gets to the ball, then he can putt.
The worst thing with golf is slow play.
Right.
The guys in front of you just take their time, or they're drinking, or they're just lollygagging, and you're standing there waiting every shot.
Well, can't they just say, play through, we're just taking our time?
Well, that's what they should do, and most of these people are ignorant.
Yeah.
So,
ignorant.
Yeah, absolutely ignorant. Then the other problem is somebody then hits into you, and you're standing in the fairway, and the guy tees off on the tee box behind you, and the ball hits where you're standing. Then, you know, that could take you out.
Yeah, that's true.
I had that happen one time over at
Have
Diamond
you been
Ridge,
hit?
And the guy hit the ball, and the drive hit right past my foot. So I teed up his ball and hit it back to him right over his head on the tee box.
That's sportsmanship for
any
you.
Any fisticuffs after that?
Oh, yeah. You know, no. He was, believe me, he wasn't coming down where I was after I hit the ball back over his head from 200 yards away.
Yeah, that'll teach him.
Yeah, but you could have bounced that ball right off his forehead. You could have killed him.
That's right.
Or what? What's your point? He hit me first.
As I'm saying, ultimate golf fighting is here, folks.
I like it.
All right. Chuck C and a couple, 620, 20 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, let's look at the data that Governor Moore says he has regarding these electricity prices, and we'll kind of go dive deep into that and see where this all started on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
A couple years ago, I was in the bathroom at the airport when I dropped my smartphone in the toilet. Not smart. I was multitasking when I should have been focused on the job at hand. Embarrassing, but I'm not alone. According to Google, 7 million other multitaskers accidentally dropped their phones into the bowl last year. A gentle reminder that right now you can get yourself a brand new Samsung Galaxy A36 absolutely free with a $35 plan from Pure Talk. The A36 comes with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that'll last all day, along with unlimited talk, text, and data on America's most dependable 5G network. In other words, it's tough and smart. Something to think about next time you're multitasking and the necessary. Just dial #250, say keyword micro to get your free phone today. You can make the switch in just 10 minutes. That's #250. Say micro to switch to a no-nonsense smartphone and a company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Well, let's see. Eddie has emailed into the show. Why aren't we hearing the media ask Westmore these simple questions? Do you support the closure of the second most productive energy generation source in the state, which is the Brandon Shores Power Plant right near the Newquay Bridge? If not, then why are you allowing this avoidable situation to occur, which will soon result in rolling blackouts throughout the state? Yeah, no. I have heard Gary Collins over there at Fox 45 ask him about the blackouts, and he just kind of dismisses that like, hey, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, not on my watch. Well, we'll see. We'll crunch the numbers here.
He'll be ready for a different office by then.
Exactly.
Not on my watch, but he's exactly that. He has it timed. 6:23, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Good morning to you, Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
The southbound side of 83, much better now. Looks like they've opened up pretty much all the lanes right after Middletown Road. I think at the last 10 minutes or so, they may have stopped it just to get the vehicle out of the median. But right now, the backup is easing and things are getting better. If you're over on York Road, you'll have to just work your way down a little bit further and then come back over to 83, but at least a lot better than it was, and that wreck was now just about an hour old from the time it started to where now there's no backup here at Middletown Road. Both the tunnels picking up a little volume now. 895 should see some brake lights beginning southbound right around the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. forecast. We start off sticky again here on this summer morning. 70s here so far. High in the mid to upper 90s with a heat index over 100 today. Pretty much the same today, tomorrow, until the storms come through on Thursday. Sunny, 74 in Ellicott City, 73 in Reisterstown. And we're talking once again about electric rates, energy costs. Here's the data. We had Governor Moore just say that there's no data that can actually reinforce that being able to say we believe in solar and wind and nuclear and all the different, all the above energy assets. Well, let's take a look at the data. When he came into office, the charge of megawatt per hour was in 2023 about $29 per megawatt hour. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then 2 years later, all right, 2 years later in his term, that has now jumped 1,038% to $329 per megawatt hour. We're now importing more electricity, 40% coming from Pennsylvania because we don't have enough. And by the way, there's, you know, you cannot manufacture enough solar and wind and nuclear right now, presently, to meet the needs of electricity customers in the state of Maryland. Can't do it. Okay,
I don't, not unless you say let's reopen the coal plants.
Well, here, that's there's, yeah, there are two plants. There's the Brandon Shores plant. I can't remember the name. The other one escapes me at the moment. But those two plants, and they had to be kept online. Imagine if they were completely taken offline, where we'd be.
Yeah,
we'd be already at rolling blackouts this summer. And the other is, again, yeah, nuclear is a great option, but we only have the one at Calvert Cliffs. Mm-hmm. So we need another nuclear plant somewhere in the state of Maryland to help meet the needs of, you know, of the future, of the so-called data centers and everything else. Now we've got this NPRP thing going through, you know, which is taking, it's going to take everybody's land. We know that. Yep. The fix is in. He, even though he stands with the people, you can already tell he really doesn't. He had a meeting with farmers the other day and gaslit them about what he was going to do with farmers. And now he's announcing that he's going to sue PJM. It's their fault. We'll have more on that tomorrow on the program in greater detail. But he's now saying basically it's PJM's fault. The PJM is the regional grid operator for 13 states. Not just Maryland, but for 13 states. PJM has been setting prices, doing the auction now for years. For years, and we haven't seen these kinds of increases. What has changed? Well, what's changed is the Democrats' Climate Control Act of 2022, where they basically declared fossil fuels as evil. And we were going to decarbonize. That's another way of saying we're going to get rid of fossil fuels. We're not going to be dependent on clean-burning coal, on gasoline, on diesel, on oil products. We're going to do it all on solar, wind, and nuclear. I'm sorry, it's not going to work. Didn't somebody run the numbers prior to saying that, putting that act in? And it was 2045 when they were going to make this changeover of decarbonization. Governor Moore gets in, not good enough. He ups it by 10 years. So by 2035, you'll no longer be able to purchase a gas-powered vehicle in the state of Maryland. And so gas is bad, coal is bad, and the rest of this stuff, I don't know how many windmills, and of course, windmills, Trump was going off on windmills yesterday in Scotland, and we'll share that a little bit later on with on the show, but the windmills are just, they don't last, they don't produce enough energy, they
kill, the environmental waste they leave behind, they, by the way.
The environmental waste,
because those blades are huge.
You can't bury them in the soil, you can't sink them in the sea. What do you do with them?
Pick them at coffee tables.
Yeah.
Lots and lots and lots of coffee.
I them in your home with the stuff that they're made out of, to tell you the truth. So they kill birds. They affect wildlife. Whales and sea mammals are washing up on shore. I mean, nobody thought this through. They just rushed to judgment because there was a remember a big push with Obama. What was the name of that? Solyndra? Remember that scandal?
Yep.
With the solar panels that were all made in China. How's that work out? The solar panels are made in China. All the windmills are made in China. The turbines are made in China. Everything is made in China. And of course, what's China doing? They're burning coal, baby.
Yeah.
Burn, baby, burn.
By the way, you know, if you kill a bald eagle in this country, that is a crime, and you will go to jail for that or face a rather hefty fine. However, around 76 golden eagles are killed by wind turbines annually, and more bald eagles are killed annually by these wind turbines. So that's how environmentally friendly they are. They're killing off our national symbol. Other than that, hey, that's swell.
All right, more on this coming up again tomorrow as the governor's blaming PJM and he's threatening legal action. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company, and Vinny is going to make sure that he sells your home for the price that you want in the time frame that you need. And how it works is he or one of his agents comes out, you discuss price, time frame, staging of the home, etc. He's got all sorts of programs, too. He's got, you can sell your home and stay in it for up to 12 months. You can trade your home in like you would a car. If you don't feel like fixing it up, they'll do that for you as well. Just deduct the cost from the sale of the home. There's all sorts of details. Call Vinny, ask him, but come out and he'll once you sign on the dotted line, you agree on price, agree on time frame, your home is sold. It's guaranteed. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515. That's Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again with the update, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Police say the vehicle pulled from Baltimore's Inner Harbor with a body inside was reported missing more than 10 years ago. The silver cab vehicle went missing from Waldorf in December 2014. Police do not know how long it has been submerged in the harbor. The vehicle was pulled from 22 feet of water last Thursday. Police found a body inside it. Investigators say the remains were taken to the medical examiner's office. There is no word yet on the person's identity or the cause of their death. A former teacher and pastor is now being held without bond following his arrest on multiple child sex abuse charges in Anne Arundel County. William Auburn Jones, that's William Auburn Jones, was taken into custody Friday after Child Protective Services identified five alleged victims between the age 10 and 15. Jones worked as a teacher at Elphinton Christian Academy in Millersville from 2020 through 2025, also served as the pastor of Jessup Baptist Church. He was also affiliated with the Mission Fields International Organization. Two teenagers facing charges after a possible TikTok door kick challenge. The 13 and 14-year-old boys were taken into custody early Monday following the overnight incidents on Sutherland Court and Old Crown Drive in Pasadena. Police spokesman Justin Mulcahy says, based on the way the incidents were carried out, it appears to be part of the nationwide social media challenge. And dangerous heat, yes, you're aware of it, but let me remind you, dangerous heat continues across Maryland today and tomorrow. High temps around the Baltimore area expected to hit the upper 90s with a heat index that could reach 110 degrees today. Baltimore is under a code red extreme heat alert, and city polls will be open for extended hours today. Cooling centers will be open throughout Baltimore, Annapolis, and surrounding counties. Coming up on 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes is next.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Pick three, lottery number 738. Your pick 45804. Again, that's 738 for your pick three, 5804 for your pick four. At a 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
There's some slowing on 83, and I think some of this is left over from the wreck we had earlier, but this slowdown is right here at Belfast Road as you're coming south. So just a heads up for that. It's a speed reduction right now. A little bit stop and go through that area. Looked a little bit further down into Shawan Road and down to Warren Road, so eventually this is going to clear itself out, and then we should be okay. Had a report the traffic light may be on flash if you're downtown early. Calvert Street at Madison Street, busy area there. They're still working on the wreck in Queenstown, now indicating the right lane is blocked on 50 westbound, right at the ramp and the split at US 301.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Another mild and muggy morning with temperatures in the 70s. For the afternoon, more heat and humidity. Temps in the mid to upper 90s. Feels like temperatures into the triple digits will keep the heat around Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The return of Adley Rutschman last night provided a spark to the Birds in a big win over the Blue Jays.
Swings away and drives the ball to deep center field. It will hit the base of the wall. Westberg is in. Henderson hot on his tail, and he is safe standing. Welcome back.
First game for Adley Rutschman since June 19th, and Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Rutschman 3-for-5, 2 runs driven in the game as the Birds pound the best team in the majors. 11-4 was the final. After the game, manager Mancelino on Rutschman's return.
Man, he's a pretty good player. You know, you look back on the, you know, those first 2.5 years in the league, and you know, he was projected to be, you know, going a long way in this game for a long time. So,
in perhaps his final start as an Oriole, Zach Eflin lasted 4 1/3, 8 hits, 4 runs allowed. Here's Eflin after the game.
Absolute pleasure to wear this uniform, and I don't take that for granted. I've made a lot of really, really amazing friendships in this clubhouse that are going to last a lifetime, but I don't want to speak ahead of anything. I don't know what's going to happen.
We'll see what the next couple days bring. Off the field, the Baltimore Sun reporting this morning that the shoulder injury suffered by Felix Bautista could be a season ender. An NFL employee was seriously injured in the shooting yesterday at a Midtown Manhattan building that houses the NFL's offices and some of the country's top financial firms. 4 people, including an off-duty New York City police officer, were killed, and another person was critically wounded in the shooting at 345 Park Avenue. Ravens put the pads on yesterday at Owings Mills for the first time this summer. A couple injury notes to watch, most notably Jaire Alexander with knee swellness, quote-unquote, sat out. Wide receiver Rashad Bateman sent home with an illness. The Super Bowl talk is inevitable for Baltimore, but Lamar knows they aren't one in July.
To be honest, I'm really not trying to think that far, you know, because every time we have those discussions, man, we get to the playoffs, but, you know, we don't punch in, we don't finish. So I'm pretty much just trying to finish camp the correct way and then get ready for the Bills. I'm not really trying to think about, you know, the Super Bowl yet.
College Division of Pro Football News, Colorado Buffaloes head coach Deion Sanders revealing yesterday he was diagnosed with bladder cancer and had it removed during the college football offseason.
They were so wonderful. You were such a blessing, guiding me to, taking me through, verbalizing every darn detail so that I could make an educated decision.
Sanders praising his doctors. And finally, a 55-year-old Texas man who told police he was in a quote-unquote an imaginary relationship with WNBA star Caitlin Clark was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison yesterday after pleading guilty to stalking and harassing the Indiana Fever guard. Michael Lewis of Denton, Texas, pled guilty to 1 felony count of stalking, 1 misdemeanor count of harassment. He will have no internet access during his 2.5-year sentence. The time now is 6:37. When we return, count Bryce Harper as a no.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA/SIPC.
Imaginary relationships could be a dangerous thing.
Yeah, it used to be imaginary friends when you were little, and right. They grow up to be bigger imaginary problems, apparently.
Apparently. Oh, boy, this is crazy. Count Bryce Harper is a no. Here's what I'm talking about. Imagine this scene for a minute. The MLB commissioner, Rob Manfred, goes from team to team, city to city, mm-hmm. talking with the team, you know, trying to find out what's going on, etc. And so he goes to Philadelphia, brings up the potential implementation of a salary cap, which no one in Major League Baseball, the players, want. Bryce Harper, according to ESPN, gets up in his grill and says, quote, "Get the F out of our clubhouse if you're going to talk about a salary cap."
Wow.
Bryce Harper in the face of the MLB commissioner. Wow.
Yeah. Well, he's protected by the union.
Is that the way to get your way?
No.
Yeah. Does that work?
No. No. But it does. You know, he is registering his disagreement with the commissioner.
As I think it was Babe Ruth once said about the president, yeah, but I had a better year than he did.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was 80 years ago. Oh, boy.
Gary, thanks something so much. Else. Appreciate that. 6:39, 21 before the hour, 7 o'clock, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 is our local number.
There's something called an in-kind contribution, where during a campaign, an individual will not receive financial benefit directly. They will receive, you know, something in kind. So if you're a politician, you get an in-kind contribution. That means they're not giving you money, but they're doing something of value to you. Now, that's the basis for this. Al Sharpton was asked yesterday, here he is with the reporter, if he actually got compensation from Kamala Harris.
Were you paid for an endorsement?
Well, absolutely not. And as the FEC filings say, the campaign gave funds for Get Out the Vote campaigns for National Action Network, of which I'm a part of.
Yeah, right. The funds, $500,000 for funds for something he's, quote, a part of. He runs the damn thing.
To my knowledge, he has never really made his tax liability whole either.
No.
So he's managed to evade and dodge his tax responsibilities and burdens.
And shortly after the $500,000 contribution to the National Action Network, what a coincidence. Al Sharpton actually had Kamala Harris on TV for a very long fawning interview. That would be the definition of an in-kind contribution. You give me money and I'll put you on TV for half an hour.
Well, come on. As one of the Just Us brothers, you know, it's him and the allegedly Reverend Jesse Jackson. They could do whatever they want and get away with it. They were shaking down corporations for decades.
Yeah. And of course, now they have to hand it off to a new generation.
Oh, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal tears. Jasmine
Crockett,
queen of the liberal
team. Yeah, Jasmine Crockett, she's decided to pick up the mantle of Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and other race hustlers in the past by saying that she may lose her seat in Texas through reapportionment, but if she does, you know the cause.
I am tired of the white tears. There has been no oppression for the white man in this country.
It's a white supremacy agenda. This is all about white supremacy. Even their anti-trans kids bill. That's a white supremacist deal.
Most extreme crimes that take place in this country are committed by white supremacists.
I can promise you, it was my ancestors that built the White House.
Yeah, that's right. So, in other words, if there's a problem in America, if there's a problem with her seat in Congress, you know what's causing it. White supremacy.
Jasmine, Jasmine Crockett, queen of the liberal team.
Now, the problem is that she is running, assuming her district stays whole, she is running against a guy named Sheldon Daniels. He's a Republican, and he says, you know, Crockett is kind of stuck on this whole identity politics thing.
I don't think that we're surprised at all to hear that she's still addicted to identity politics.
Yeah, by the way, he's black. So she's running as a black guy and blaming any misfortune she might have down the road on white supremacy. I'm still kind of working that one out. But Daniels says what most of us consider to be rather obvious.
She's a globalist puppet is how the people of TX30 see her. They didn't know that she was backed by this Alex Soros character. And now that we're informing voters of this, they're extremely surprised. And they feel like she's a fraud.
Yeah, she is a fraud, which is why they may feel like she's a fraud. This is a woman who, as a kid, went to a very, very expensive prep school in St. Louis, MICDS, Mary Institute Country Day School. You pay a college tuition every year to send your kid to a place like this. And now, of course, she's decided that she's actually from the hood. Yeah, right. I'll believe that because I'm the stupidest man you've ever met in your life. It's 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, the smartest man we've ever met. It's Chuck Whitaker.
The accident in Queenstown, gone now. They've cleared all the lanes. Westbound Route 50 at 301, so back in business there. Just made our quick check through Annapolis. No problems. Bay Bridge, both directions clear. 2 east, 3 west. All the lanes are open. We're good after that towards the area of the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, over towards I-97. And at least right now, no backup at I-97 south at Route 32. Now, the Beltway has filled in on the west side. We're moving. Everybody's okay for right now. 795 coming down through Route 40 with the lanes open. And right now, at least, both the harbor tunnels are in the area of about a 7 to 10-minute delay. 95 is backed up towards O'Donnell Street. 895 is slowing a little bit closer now back to the Erdman Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Mild and muggy start to the day in the 70s here this morning. And then mid to upper 90s with the heat index of over 100. So we got a heat advisory in effect. That's going to be today, tomorrow, and then Thursday. Some storms come through. It should cool things off a bit. Right now, sunny. 77 in Baltimore City. 76 in Middle River. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. In the name of our listeners, we do this as a public service. People think we just want to do this on a regular basis.
No, we must.
We are compelled to do it for sure.
Tummy likey. Tummy want wingy.
Yeah, because it's National Chicken Wing Day. You got a favorite chicken wing, Chuck?
I like the. As a matter of fact, I had some yesterday. I had boneless chicken wings.
Boneless,
really?
Boneless chicken wings
from the Boneless Chicken Ranch.
How does a chicken fly? Well, they have a tough time doing that anyway.
Without, how the hell do I know?
Without bones in their wings.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Inquiring minds want to know.
I don't know. All I know is I ate 10 of them and I brought 3 home.
7-Eleven's offering rewards members 8 free boneless wings when you buy 8 boneless wings, or 5 free bone-in wings when you buy 5 bone-in wings participating 7-Elevens.
Right.
Applebee's today, you get a free order of boneless wings or classic bone-in wings with a chicken wing purchase for takeout or delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo Wild Wings, you get 6 free wings, boneless or traditional, with a $10 plus order. It's available dine-in or online. Hooters, you buy 10 wings, you get 10 wings free at any participating location. So those are some of your big wing deals today.
Good stuff.
Cheetos.
I got teriyaki, by the way.
You like the teriyaki?
Yeah.
I like the original in the buffalo hot sauce. You know?
I like the buffalo and the ranch.
It's a surprise. You go for the hot sauce. It really is.
With a little jalapeno on top of my wing. That would be perfect. Cheetos teaming up with the Netflix show next Wednesday, as we knew the new Cheetos Flaming Hot Fiery Skulls. Yes, that's just... It's got a picture of the hand. Remember the hand from the Addams Family?
Yes.
It's got a picture of the hand on the package. The severed hand.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
El Pollo Loco introducing new quesadillas for the summer. The creamy chipotle chicken quesadilla and the salsa verde chicken quesadilla at El Pollo Loco. Totino's, listen to this, debuting the new Ultimate Pizzas. Promising the same crispy crust and pizza sauce of the original, but with more meat. Chuck, that'll be very, I'm happy to hear that.
Yes.
More meat in your pocket.
That's how you keep it warm.
Whataburger is celebrating its 75th anniversary, and to celebrate, they are turning 75. They're now going to be selling, from August 8 onward, 75-cent burgers. Now, for a Whataburger, I think the closest you can get are in the Carolinas. I think North Carolina, South Carolina are the closest Whataburgers to you.
All right.
So if you're on your way down to the Outer Banks or something, maybe you can find one. All right, this isn't the latest. When cannabis-infused soda is here, Mary Jones has sold its brand now to something called Jones Soda. And Mary Jones now, of course, this is weed-infused or cannabis-infused sodas, and just what you wanted.
Wonderful.
You get your...
I think we sold it in liquor stores. I mean, I'm just worried about the distribution. You got a kid walk into the 7-Eleven, the Royal Farms, say, give me one of those.
Yeah, it's this. I'm trying to figure out where the distributors are, where they say you can buy them. And right now, it does not give you a location where you can purchase these.
There's THC in these things, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the level is. I mean, there's a certain amount where it's not, you know.
Correct.
Not that high so that they can sell it in a regular store. Somebody was telling me in Florida, some of these energy drinks they now have.
Yep.
have the, you can buy them in regular stores because the THC level is so low that they don't consider it, you can't get high off of it.
Let me ask you this now. Do you sip it or do you snort it?
I would think sipping would be the... Snorting might cause other... You might aspirate.
Whole different kind of water torture right there.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you calling an aspirate?
All right, Chuck. We'll see you in a couple. We'll leave it on that. 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Hey, Jazzy Crockett's got some competition.
Yeah, she does. Jazzy Crockett has a lot of competition for the seat that she currently holds, and that, of course, is this guy, Sheldon Daniels. He says, by the way, she is just a little bit short on support from those people she says that she's trying to impress.
They are going to minimize people of color's voices, and they truly believe that by pushing their white supremacy agenda, they will be able to then secure more Republican seats. They are trying to not only rig the midterms, but potentially rig the next election.
Yeah, they're rigging it by running a candidate against you who may very well beat you. Or, bluntly, redistricting does happen. It's happened here in Maryland. When we first got here, Sean, it was 4-4 in Congress. 4 Republicans and 4 Democrats. It's now 7-1. That's redistricting, and it happens over time. And, Jasmine, if you get redistricted out of existence, a lot of people in Texas won't be all that upset about it.
Jasmine Crockett has no legislative wins. She has no real value that she brings to Congress. She doesn't even have the confidence of her own party. We saw that when she failed when she ran for the leadership position.
Yeah, although it's going to be between now and a year from this fall before we find out. Again, that's Sheldon Daniels is running against Jasmine Crockett. He's the only announced candidate right now. He's a Republican and he's a black guy. So this whole white supremacy thing might be a little harder for her to sell, Sean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be. But they'll try anyway. That's what they do. Wait to hear. But coming up a little bit later on in the show this morning, Sydney Sweeney. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
Oh,
she's,
yeah.
She's an actress, and she's starring as the new spokesmodel in American Eagle Jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And My Pillow.
And they're calling her latest ad an ad for white supremacy. Wait to hear. This is just, you know, the woke people have now gone completely stark raving mad.
She doesn't do the My Pillow.
No, I don't think she does.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Because that's, I thought she was carrying.
That's Mike Lindell. You've got. No, you've got an imaginary relationship going on there, Bruce.
I thought that she was carrying them around with her everywhere she went.
6:51, 9 before the hour. You're listening to the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in-depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock this morning on the Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, Chris Van Hollen says, we're giving money to the wrong people in the Middle East, and he wants some of our money to not go to an organization he doesn't like very much. Of course, as Sean just mentioned, we'll talk Sidney Sweeney during the hour, and Tulsi Gabbard is pushing back against Obama and Clapper and Brennan and all those people who are now saying, she's a lightweight. She's misinterpreted the information she's been given. Us smarty pants people know a lot more than she does. And that, of course, is going to be a fascinating conversation and a dynamic well worth watching over the next couple of months as I think that actually you're going to find that Obama and Clapper and Brennan et al. McCabe, that they are they're in the deep water and they have ankle weights on. Whether they can stay afloat, we'll see. 6:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Nothing major on the Capitol Beltway, but the normal delay is there as you turn on the outer loop towards New Hampshire Avenue and then around to the Mormon Temple. After that, we're clear towards the American Legion Bridge and then going the opposite way to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. All the lanes are open from there into Springfield as you get over towards I-95 south of the district. Lanes are open, and we're going to have probably in the area of about a 7 to 10 minute delay with traffic building now headed south. The lanes are open, but we're busy at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Okay, we're at it again. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Another humid, hot day today in the mid to upper 90s. Heat index over 100. Heat advisory now today through tomorrow. And then thunderstorms going to be coming in Thursday, bringing in some cooler temperatures. And right now we are at 76 and sunny in Pasadena and 75 in Parkville. Well, the yesterday we told you about that shooting in Federal Hill on Sunday, early Sunday morning, late Saturday night, in which a woman was shot multiple times. She is at shock trauma. She is in critical condition. Her mother spoke to Fox 45 and said that she thought she saw, as she was hit and falling to the pavement, a young man in a white T-shirt running from the scene. You know, obviously you imagine the trauma she has been through. We certainly hope and pray she recovers from her wounds. But the implication there, it may have been a juvenile. May have been. We don't have any confirmation from BPD yet as that. But this has really unsettled a lot of residents in Federal Hill and business owners. Business owners are saying, look, it's tough enough to do business down here in a city that doesn't want, doesn't like business owners. But now it's even tougher. This is Joey Venoni. He owns Pizza De Joey in Fells Point.
It's lawless out here. Absolutely lawless.
Lawless is how he, how would you like to be living in an area or doing business in an area, and that's what they think of your neighborhood, that it is lawless. He went on to say,
going to help business in it.
Yeah, it's just disgusting what's going on in Federal Hill and in Fells Point.
They're almost unfazed at this point. There have been so many shootings around here, so many fights, incidents, assaults. I mean, it's disgusting. It impacts me greatly.
Yeah, imagine his bottom line. And he says his business has been negatively hurt by the lack of police presence, by the lack of arrests, and the lack of the elected officials going after the juvenile thugs.
Who wants to purposely put themselves in harm's way? And it's horrible because I want people to come here, obviously. We're in hospitality. We want to feed people, make people feel welcome. But the residents that live in this community that don't even want to come outside their homes anymore, it's insane.
Yeah, so now you got to rely on, you know, Uber Eats, DoorDash, and everything else to just, you know, get a pizza, you know, for your place. And he and another unidentified bar owner in the Federal Hill saying that we just need more police.
Police presence just in the neighborhood isn't enough. There needs to be citations written. There needs to be people arrested. Offenders 100% know they can commit these crimes and walk away scot-free. Most of the time, they're walking away before the policemen are done writing the reports on them.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why we'll get to Ivan Bates' suggestion that we need more citations in our 8 o'clock hour. But clearly, there's crime with no punishment.
Yeah,
especially if you're under the age of 18. And this bar owner says they need more help if they're going to make it, you know, make it profitable, and if they're going to be able to keep their business in Baltimore City.
I think I can speak for the majority of the bar owners, restaurant owners, small business owners in the neighborhood. It has been a really challenging summer, and we're just kind of at a point where we feel defeated, where it's like enough is enough, like we need help.
So it's one thing if the residents don't feel safe, but when the people that actually that are providing services for those residents, for the business owners and their employees, they don't feel safe either.
I don't feel safe down here. My staff doesn't feel safe down here. And it's a hard truth to tell yourself that if you were a patron, would you want to come down here based off of it? And that the answer is like, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
So that kind of begs the question. It's just is Baltimore City? I know there's some areas that are thriving and they're coming back. Port Covington area comes to mind. Maybe Locust Point is still you know, a little bit better. But you know, we're watching in Fells Point, which used to be a great area to go and visit. I wouldn't go there at night now.
No.
Federal Hill, Canton, You know, those three areas have really seen an uptick in crime and juvenile, thuggery. And it seems like this mayor, this city council, and the police commissioner, I mean, they just don't seem bothered by it.
No. Well, they accept it as simply the soup they happen to be serving that day. This is the swimming pool they happen to be in. They figure they can't change. The swimming pool might as well just get along.
And you wonder why you have food deserts in
Baltimore
City. Okay.
That's exactly why.
And
the vendors say, I'd love to be able to serve this community, but I can't do this and lose money. Money every day, food businesses, grocery stores, narrow margins. You begin to have enough theft in there, enough damage to your store, or scare enough patrons away, then you're out of business.
Well, I've had several business owners in Harbor East tell me that the robberies and the shoplifting rates are so high that they're jacking their insurance rates up, and it's hard to make ends meet. It's hard to make a decent profit in Baltimore City. And then I've heard restaurant owners in Little Italy tell me that the dine and dash is now a thing. Okay, people go in and they order, they eat, and they duck out before the bill arrives. Or they ask for the bill. When the waiter or waitress goes to get the bill, they split, leaving them with, of course, and the rest of the diners and patrons have to pick up the cost of that. Otherwise, the restaurant or the business goes out of business. It is just a horrible, horrible thing right now because we don't have parents that can teach morals to their children, or actually don't even know where their children are for most of the night. All right, coming up top of the hour, Tulsi Gabbard pushes back on the Democrat criticism, and lefties are invoking white supremacy in the new Sydney Sweeney American Eagle jeans ad. We'll explain at 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He had a documented history of mental health issues. That's how New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch describes a gunman walked in Midtown Manhattan skyscraper last evening and started shooting.
Four innocent victims are dead. Momem, the NYPD police officer, Diderul Islam, 36 years old, 4 years on the job. Officer Islam was married with two young boys. His wife is pregnant with their third child.
Tisch says a gunman, Shane Tamora of Las Vegas, took his own life following the attack. She says he targeted a building that houses big money investment firms as well as the headquarters of the NFL. Forecasters say more high temperature records could be set today in some of the big cities of the East Coast. This is a stubborn heat wave holds a vast part of the country in its grip from the Gulf Coast up to New England. Full speed ahead for Alligator Alcatraz, Florida's holding center for criminal illegal aliens, pending deportation.
This was basically just an airport there, and within record time, they've built this.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
And now you've had hundreds of illegal aliens that have been flown out of there for deport. So that is underway. We hope that the cadence picks up.
A group of immigration attorneys, though, has filed a class action lawsuit against Alligator Alcatraz. Two children have died, two others hospitalized in critical condition. This after their sailboat and a barge collided near Miami. Coast Guard says it's investigating the deadly accident. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory so far. The Dow futures up 29 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 111 points. And the S&P futures better by 18. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today, my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
703, Talk Radio 680, WCBN. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. It's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new report of a problem on the Capitol Beltway now. Just came in, as a matter of fact, outer loop at University Boulevard. And one report says it's an accident, apparently minor, but it's in that delay already, which is coming over from I-95. So we're a little bit backed up there. BW Parkway and sections of 95 towards the Capitol Beltway. With the normal delays, the Beltway locally has already filled in from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Another mild and muggy morning with temperatures in the 70s. For the afternoon, more heat and humidity. Temps in the mid to upper 90s. Feels like temperatures into the triple digits will keep the heat around Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Glen Burnie 74, Hunt Valley already 75 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning, it's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Dangerous heat continues across Maryland today and tomorrow. High temps around Baltimore today expected to hit the upper 90s with a heat index that could reach 110 degrees. Baltimore is under a code red extreme heat alert, and the city will be opening cooling centers throughout Baltimore, Annapolis, and surrounding counties. Maryland Senators Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsbrooks blasting the Trump administration after being denied entry to the Baltimore ICE facility. Van Hollen says Donald Trump told the American people his immigration policy would focus on the worst of the worst, and they say it's a lie. He says the administration is pursuing a cruel mass deportation agenda where people are held under inhumane conditions and shipped off without due process. Alsbrooks says denying lawmakers access, it's clear that the ICE facility has been instructed to hide the horror of the inhumane treatment of the people in their custody. City police investigating a deadly crash in West Baltimore. Officers responding to the 800 block of North Cary shortly before 1:30 Monday morning. A 26-year-old male passenger found trapped inside a vehicle, later pronounced dead at the hospital. Driver fled the scene on foot, and the vehicle was not reported stolen. A shooting in East Baltimore now being investigated as a homicide after the victim died of his injuries. Officers back on June 30th had found a man in the 1100 block of East Preston, and he thought a 33-year-old man with a gunshot wound. He was hospitalized for nearly a month. He was pronounced dead this past weekend. Homicide detectives now leading the investigation. It's 7:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 738. Pick 4, 5804. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrow. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The young Kobe Mayo making a statement for Baltimore.
Bottom of the second inning.
Drive to left field, off the moon, and into the bird bath. Mullins and Mayo, mashing and mashing. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Mayo with a career-high 3 hits last night, raising his average 40 points in the last 4 games. 6-for-11, 2 homers, 2 doubles, 5 driven in, and powers the Birds to an 11-4 win over the Blue Jays. Off the field, though, the news not so good. Manager Mancelino revealing severe swelling in Felix Bautista's shoulder. The closer could be done for the year. Battle of the Kickers renewed yesterday in Owings Mills. Tyler Loop versus John Hoyland. Loop with his first misses of the summer, 5 of 8 yesterday. He missed from 43, 38, and 35 yards, which is a little concerning. Hoyland was 4 for 4 with a long of 47. And finally, sad news from the world of Major League Baseball. Hall of Fame second baseman Ryan Sandberg has passed away from prostate cancer. The former Cub was 65. Coming up in 30 minutes, tragedy at Tulane. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's 5 generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Get it today. Download it. It's absolutely free. Coming up in this hour, we'll take a look at Chris Van Hollen. He's apparently in favor of starving Gazans now. We'll look into that. Lefties invoke white supremacy in the new Sidney Sweeney American Eagle jeans ad. Our top story, though, Tulsi pushing back on Democrat criticism.
Yeah, if you've heard these sound bites, pardon me, these came from yesterday, but I wanted a reference for those who missed part of yesterday's show. John Brennan yesterday went after Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi Gabbard, you know, she may be impaired on the ethics front, certainly, but she's not impaired on the intellect front. And so I can only presume that she is doing this intentionally mischaracterizing, misrepresenting, and lying about what she has found.
Yeah, apparently she's lying about the words on the paper in front of her and the documents she didn't write, but were written during the administration of Joe Biden all the way back to Barack Obama, written by Democrats. And now Tulsi said, here are these documents, folks. Don't believe me. Read the documents for yourself. Come to the conclusions you find reasonable. James Clapper, good buddy of John Brennan.
Patently false and unfounded. I was present at the meeting that everybody talks about, and I heard directly what President Obama asked us to do, which was to compile all the reporting and summarize it that we had accumulated in the run-up to the election of 2016, put it in one document in various classified, various levels of classification, and including a public release, and he wanted that done before the end of his administration.
Yeah, of course, I have no reason to disbelieve him whatsoever because Clapper and Brennan are known as truth tellers. I'm sorry, I tried to say it without laughing. I just can't pull that stuff off. Tulsi Gabbard, though, says, all right, well, I've heard those guys, I've heard all of the Obama, you know, the hangers-on justifying how they lied to the American people. But if indeed what they're saying is true, where's the evidence that backs Obama, that backs Brennan, that backs Clapper?
They would have to admit and actually address the details of their complicity in this or their absolute failure in conducting the most basic responsibilities of, again, asking, where is this intelligence coming from? What are the sources? What proof do you have of this high confidence assessment? Remember, John Brennan and James Clapper at the time assessed, and James Comey, with high confidence that Russia aspired to help Donald Trump win the election in 2016.
Yeah, where's the evidence? Well, there was no evidence. Where's the evidence that you used to convince 95 intelligence officers to say, oh, yeah, this is, it's all Donald Trump bad, Orange Man bad, that the Hunter, you know, Hunter's laptop, it was a fake. It came from Russia. Russia, 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 Donald Trump bad, Orange Man bad, Orange Man bad, Orange Man bad. Where's the evidence?
There was no credible intelligence that actually reported that. So President Obama's very carefully worded response that came from his office, again, deflects away from addressing any of the truth that was revealed. Right. Senator Warner refuses to speak the truth about how one of our whistleblowers came forward and approached his office numerous times about what had actually occurred, how he wouldn't go along with this fake intelligence manufactured report, was sidelined because of it. And guess what? Senator Warner's office wouldn't even give the whistleblower an email address.
Isn't that amazing? The whistleblower said, I have documents that I have to email over. Senator Warner, the Democrat, who was in charge of the Intelligence Committee at the time, said, I'm not giving
you... No, he's deep state all the way.
Yeah, I'm not giving
Mark Warner in the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, that is one of the silos of the deep state that protects the deep state.
But imagine, you won't even give the guy...
Well, that's the reason why.
Yeah.
He's not interested in hearing what the guy has to say.
I'm not giving you an email where you can email your evidence. Sorry. Really? Wow, that's representative.
Virginians need to do better.
713 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Looking at 895 southbound, pretty solid right here at the Erdman Avenue ramp and down through O'Donnell Street. Traffic is going into the tunnel on 895, but it's definitely backed up. And then 95 right next door is also looking at the very heavy traffic south, top of the hill, Keith Avenue ramp. And at last check, we were backing up almost through O'Donnell Street and then working its way back towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So that's still in play with just the normal heavy traffic southbound. I would say right now we're in the area 15 to 20 minutes, both on 95 and 895. The Beltway on the Parkville side filled in now at Hartford Road. Minor slowing, not bad. Inner loop at Green Spring, but the west side is definitely solid, and it's from 795 until you get down to Frederick Road. After that, much better headed down towards 95. City police with a new minor wreck, Pulaski Highway at Crescent Street over on the east side. There is a wreck on the Capitol Beltway. It's adding to the normal delay on the shoulder now, the outer loop at University Boulevard in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a mild and muggy start to the day, and it's going to heat up and fast. Highs will be in the mid-upper 90s with a heat index over 100. And that's pretty much the same for tomorrow as well. Thunderstorms on Thursday bring some cooler temps. Right now, sunny, 77 in Ocean City, 76 in Millersville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, of course, the peacemaker would be President Donald John Trump announcing a ceasefire yesterday between Cambodia and Thailand. So we have successfully sought peace with India, Pakistan, with, I think it's Congo and Rwanda, if I'm not mistaken, and now Cambodia and Thailand, and he's hoping to get some kind of ceasefire with Hamas and Israel, but their patience is running out on Hamas, and clearly his patience is running out on Putin and Ukraine and Russia. Yesterday, again, a new deadline to end the war in Ukraine. He has reduced the 50-day deadline to about 10 or 12 days.
Earlier, you said that you were going to change the deadline from 50 days. Yeah. So what is your new deadline?
I'm going to make a new deadline of about 10 or 12 days from today. No reason to waiting. There's no reason to waiting. It's 50 days. I want to be generous, but... We just don't see any progress being made.
Mr. President,
What's happening is Trump will get on the phone call with Putin and they'll have a nice conversation, and Putin will say nice things that Trump wants to hear about a ceasefire. And then after they hang up, the next thing you know, within the next 6 to 8 hours, there's another missile attack. And so Trump now is, you know, he thinks Putin's trying to play him. And so that's why he's now cut the deadline to 10 to 12 days. And then we're going to see some very severe sanctions on Russia. Already with the EU trade deal, $750 billion in energy. That's money that's not going to be going into Putin's war machine. That's another way to stop it. So, again, he's running out of patience with Vladimir Rutentutin Putin. He was asked about Epstein yesterday, and here was his response.
That's such old history, very easy to explain, but I don't want to waste your time by explaining it. But for years, I wouldn't talk to Jeffrey Epstein. I wouldn't talk because he did something that was inappropriate. He hired help. And I said, don't ever do that again. He stole people that worked for me. I said, don't ever do that again. He did it again. And I threw him out of the place, persona non grata. I threw him out. And that was it. I'm glad I did, if you want to know the truth.
Mr. President.
And by the way, I never went to the island. And Bill Clinton went there supposedly 28 times. I never went to the island, but Larry Summers, I hear, went there. He was the head of Harvard. And many other people that are very big people, nobody ever talks about them. I never had the privilege of going to his island. And I did turn it down, but a lot of people in Palm Beach were invited to his island. In one of my very good moments, I turned it down. I didn't want to go to his island.
Yeah, one of the girls I told you yesterday was Virginia Giuffre,
yeah,
who worked at Mar-a-Lago as a masseuse. And Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell hired her. Trump warned, you know, no more. And they kept rating and hiring girls. And that's it. Out you go. And then, of course, you heard the rest of the story. Yesterday, in front of British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, the GOAT was lecturing about a number of issues. First, he told Keir that he really ought to consider cutting taxes to make his economy and his country grow. Here is what he said to Keir on
taxes. I find that when you lower taxes, you get growth. I will say this, the Prime Minister hasn't been here very long on affairs. I think he'll be a tax cutter. But I find that as we cut taxes, we get more business here.
Yeah. So that's a lecture on the economy. And then he lectured him on immigration as well.
Well, immigration is a big factor, and I think, frankly, if they're coming from other countries and you don't know who they are, and are they coming from prisons? We have them where they came in from prisons. We're moving them all out. We had a border last June, just recent, you know, last month. We had zero people come into the country, zero, other than coming through legal means. If you're stopping immigration and stopping the wrong people, I give my hats are off to you. You're doing not a good thing. You're doing a fantastic thing. So I know nothing about the boats. But if the boats are loaded up with bad people, and they usually are, because, you know, other countries don't send their best. They send people that they don't want. And they're not stupid people. And they send the people that they don't want. And I've heard that you've taken a much stronger stance on
it. Yeah, we've done a lot of work stopping them coming. We just signed an agreement to return them. And we've returned 35,000, in fact, under the first year of this Labour government, of people who shouldn't be in this country. So we're very pleased that we're getting on with returning people who've got no right to be here.
All right, so that's tomorrow on the MAG update. Trump lectures him on renewables, and a prominent Hollywood lefty says he was wrong about Trump.
Ooh.
And tariffs. We'll tell you who that is on tomorrow's MAG update, day 191 of the new Golden Age.
And we are just getting started.
Twenty-one minutes after the hour, and once again from the law office of Michael A. Friedman, Counselor Stephen Friedman joins us. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing fine, sir. Thank you.
All right. So this morning I want to talk about insurance coverage. And the question here is, why is it so important to carry at least $100,000 of liability coverage for your uninsured motorists as well as liability in Maryland? So I want to talk about a few statistics that just come out, and it's really scary. In 2025, there was a study by the Insurance Research Council. They go by the IRC. They found that 15.4% of motorists in the United States, that's one in about seven drivers, were uninsured. I mean, that's really scary. In Maryland, 15%, though I think it's higher as what we see, are uninsured. So chances are pretty high, folks, that if you're involved in an automobile accident in Maryland or anywhere in the United States, the other party might not have insurance, and as we know, might also be underinsured. So that's why it's so important to carry at least $100,000 of liability insurance. And by the way, in Maryland, if you are stopped by the police and you don't have insurance, you can be charged with that offense, and it's a jailable offense, up to a year in jail. So you got to get insurance here. And this is here's another statistic. February 20th of 2025, NHTSA, which is the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration, according to their crash data, car accidents involving uninsured motorists tend to be more severe due to the likelihood of speeding, reckless driving, and basically failing to follow laws, because people that are uninsured basically don't follow laws, so they don't care. So they're causing horrific accidents. So you, as a motorist here, especially in Maryland, what we care about, you really need to protect yourself. Because if it's a serious injury and they don't have insurance, it's going to be incumbent upon you to carry the specific amount of insurance. I mean, think about it. If you're in a hospital for a couple days, I mean, that's thousands and thousands of dollars of medical bills. So please review your policies. We are here to go over your policy free of charge. Give us a call, 410-363-6848, or certainly go up to our website. A lot of great information, maflaw.com. The bottom line is, folks, you need to protect yourself. Don't rely on others to carry insurance, because it's not going to happen. All right? Everybody, have a safe rest of your week, Sean, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
All right. Thanks, Stephen. Great advice. Once again, the website is very helpful and informative, maflaw.com.
7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at a new backup here, I-70 eastbound, coming in from Howard County after the Patapsco River Bridge coming into the Beltway. The report is an accident at the ramp, possibly on the ramp to the inner loop of the Beltway. That's the ramp where it squeezes down from two lanes to one lane, and then eventually takes you up onto the Beltway towards Liberty Road. The problem is, can't see it because the camera right there is out. So all I can tell you is there's a backup after the river and then coming into the Beltway on the west side. We'll try to get some more information from what we can see there, but right now it looks like we're getting an impact coming in from Howard County. If you're back in that area, you might want to slide down, maybe pick up Route 40 into the Beltway as a good way to go around that. City Police had a wreck, Pulaski Highway at Crescent Street. Couple of things on the shoulder there with two vehicles. Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway at University Boulevard. And that's only adding to the backup, which is already there, back towards I-95 and into Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be another hot and humid day today. Highs in the mid to upper 90s, but it'll feel well over 100. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. Relief coming Thursday with some storms and cooler temperatures. Right now, sunny, 80 in Stevensville, 79 in Dundalk.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, a bit more from Tulsi Gabbard. And this pertains to stuff we see every single day in our lives. Whether you're aware of it or not, we are being manipulated by the mainstream media, by the swamp media. They report only those portions of a story they choose to report, not necessarily all the facts, but some of the facts all the time. Not all the facts all the time, just some of the facts all the time. And she says, on this issue, the issue of Obama and Clapper and Brennan and McCabe distorting reality to their purposes, their political purposes, swamp media has fallen down on the job over and over and over again.
The complicity, the deflection, and the silence of politicians, of the mainstream media, and of those directly implicated into this speaks volumes.
Yeah, it does, Sean. Volumes. To think that the swamp media, I mean, we're talking about the Obama administration, this happened. Not the Biden administration. It's been a couple of years since the Obama administration, and we're now just finding out the facts because Tulsi Gabbard says, I have the documents. Don't believe me. Read the documents for yourself. Read the timeline for yourself. You're a grown-up. You're smart. You make the decision as to how you see this issue. I tend to be very convinced when somebody says that kind of stuff, no matter where they are on the political dial. And somebody says, here's the documentation. I mean, read it and you make the decision.
Yeah. No, I think that what's happening here is that they know the content is very damaging, but they're not addressing the content.
Right. They're attacking her.
They're attacking her. This is a guy who should know better, really. Jason Crow, who served in the military. He's a Democrat. Listen to what he says. Who's the dangerous person in this entire Obama coup story?
Well, you know, the allegations and the conspiracy theories by Tulsi Gabbard would be sad if they weren't so dangerous. She has turned herself into basically a weapon of mass distraction, is what I've been calling it, because it's very clear what's happening here. She's trying to curry favor and get back into favor with Donald Trump and has concocted these theories to do so.
So she's concocted the theories.
She's the dangerous one, not the fact that a sitting president would conspired and colluded in a
seditious documentation of this.
There's documentation with his top people, with his vice president, with his national security advisor, with the director of the FBI, with also the Clapper, of course, with national security, and with the CIA director, John Brennan, the drone ranger, Susan Rice, Lisa Monaco, Mary McCord, just about everybody on his National Security Council to blame Donald Trump and say that he was colluding with Putin to impact the election and throw it to him.
And remember, we talked about this very briefly yesterday. The allegation that somehow it happened at the time, I remember reporting at the time that, well, don't forget, the Russians spent all this money kind of in support of Trump on places like Facebook. When you actually got into the numbers, you discovered that the amount of money the Russians and all their compatriots used to spend on Facebook was roughly 1/100th of all the money spent by either campaign at the time. That's a zero impact, folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Zero.
Let's take a phone call here this morning. Claude is in Arbutus. Good morning, Claude.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're fine, sir. Thank you.
Sean, look, we're talking about these thuggery juveniles. Well, I'm going to tell you a story. Saturday night, I was on patrol because I patrol a community for my company, which is Metro Protective Services in East Baltimore. And these kids, this lady gives me a call. She says, Chief Melcher. I said, yeah. She says, these kids are throwing rocks and stones in my car around back with a big cinder block. So I go around the back and I see them. And they take off running on me. And I tell them, look, I'm watching you and I got you on camera. They said, we don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Go, you know what I mean. And so I called the police, and the police said, my dispatcher, and they said, well, be advised, the police were looking for him. I said, well, they don't have to go far because I'll give you the address where they have break down. I said, I've been watching them. I told them to have the police meet me there. So when the police get there, they do nothing. They say, we'll go talk to their parents. They never even went to talk to the parents, Sean.
Yeah. I mean, that's a common refrain, Claude. We're hearing it all over, just not the city, but surrounding county area as well, that the juveniles know they can commit crime with no punishment, no consequences, no ramifications. And, Claude, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Coming up next, Ivan Bates has what he thinks is a solution. It's coming up after the 8 o'clock news, and that's the citation docket, but... I beg to differ, and we'll tell you why. Right now, 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, folks. It's 7:30, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott, another news. These headlines are being brought to you by Vinny Steele. If you're considering selling your home, my recommendation is contact Vinny Steele of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, because he knows how to sell your home in today's market. 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. Call or text Vinny at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. You can do it right now. City police investigating a deadly crash in West Baltimore. Officers responded to the 800 block of North Carey Street. There was shortly before 1:30 yesterday morning. A 26-year-old male passenger found trapped inside a vehicle, later pronounced dead at the hospital. Driver fled the scene on foot. Vehicle had not been reported stolen. Investigators urge anyone with information to contact police or Metro Crime Stoppers. A shooting in East Baltimore now being investigated as a homicide after the victim died of his injuries. Officers responded to the 1100 block of East Preston Street just before 1 a.m. June 30th, found a 33-year-old man with a gunshot wound. He was hospitalized for nearly a month before he was pronounced dead this past Saturday. Homicide detectives now leading that investigation. Former teacher and pastor in Anne Arundel County, he's being held without bond following his arrest on multiple child sex abuse charges. William Auburn Jones, that's William Auburn Jones, was taken into custody Friday after Child Protective Services identified five alleged victims between 10 and 15 years old. Jones worked as a teacher at Elphinton Christian Academy in Millersville from 2020 through 2025, also served as the pastor at Jessup Baptist Church. He was also affiliated with the Mission Fields International Organization, and he has now been arrested on multiple child sex abuse charges. 732, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Vinny, you've been talking with us over the last couple of months about the shifting market, so now more than ever, who you choose to sell your home matters. That's why I always recommend you choose Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, who's joining me today.
Yeah, Sean, thank you. For the last 8 years, we've been telling listeners how they can sell with certainty with my upfront written guarantees, ready buyers, and proven track record in any real estate market.
And your stats speak for themselves. With over 12,000 buyers in waiting, you sell homes 2.8 times faster, and for 3.1% more money than the average agent. That's impressive.
Yeah, Sean, on a $400,000 home, that's an extra $12,400 right in your pocket.
So how can you help sellers right now?
Simple. I'll provide sellers with an upfront written guarantee to sell their home for at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay them the difference. So even if the market shifts, they're protected.
Doesn't get any better than that. Take it from me, Sean Casey. If you have a home to sell, call or text Vinny Steele, 410-709-7555. Or visit VinnieSteele.com.
Your pick three lottery number is 738. Your pick four, 5804. And now at 733, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
I don't know what the problem is at this point, but again, today, and just in the last 10 minutes, we've noticed this backup on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway around to the American Legion Bridge. Whatever the problem is on the Virginia side of the bridge. We've had something there almost every week for the last 3 weeks. And again, today, we're backed up River Road back into the area towards 270 and across the American Legion Bridge into Northern Virginia. So that's a big backup through there. Eastbound I-70 is slow. Unfortunately, the camera at the Beltway at I-70 is out, but the accident is reported on the ramp from eastbound I-70, the ramp that would take you onto the Beltway and eventually up towards Liberty Road. We're getting a delay there coming in from the Howard County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Another mild and muggy morning with temperatures in the 70s. For the afternoon, more heat and humidity. Temps in the mid to upper 90s. Feels like temperatures into the triple digits will keep the heat around Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. At four home runs and the return of Adley Rutschman last night were the tonic for the Birds.
Swings away and drives the ball to deep center field. It will hit the base of the wall. Westberg is in. Henderson hot on his tail, and he is safe standing. Welcome back.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Rutschman's first appearance resulted in three hits and two runs driven in as the Birds romped over the best team in baseball last night. 11-4 was the final over the Blue Jays. After the game, manager Mancelino welcoming back his catcher.
It's a pretty good player. You know, you look back on the, you know, those first 2.5 years in the league, and you know, he was projected to be, you know, going a long way in this game for a long time. So
the problem, though, with Rutschman isn't his first 2.5 years in the league. It's his last year and a half. It's just a .212 hitter in his last 140 games, 12 home runs, only 46 driven in. Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase was placed on non-disciplinary paid leave through August 31 as part of Major League Baseball's continuing investigation into sports gambling. He was the second Guardians pitcher to be caught up in the inquiry. The first one was Louis Ortiz. He's been on non-disciplinary leave since July 3rd after unusual gambling activity on two pitches that he threw for balls early in June. Perhaps the biggest question this year in Owings Mills rests with the Ravens' defense. An historically poor start to the season last year has fans asking, will year two be different under D coordinator Zach Orr? Inside linebacker Roquan Smith answering that.
Everybody has the plan to be the best team around this time. Everybody's saying the same thing. Oh, we're going to hoist this, do that. But it's more so about the plan and, like, getting there, and I felt like we put a foot in the right direction on the big picture plan and not just, like, talked about it.
A Florida County School Board Chair deletes comments celebrating Hulk Hogan's death as one less MAGA. Alachua County official Sarah Rockwell apologized for her quote-unquote flippant comments about the WWE icon's death. The comment read, "Oh, did Hulk Hogan die? I didn't even know. Good. One less MAGA in the world." And finally, tragedy at Tulane University. Basketball player Greg Glenn III died last weekend in what the school described as a tragic accident. No further details were released. Glenn started all 34 games as a junior last season for the Green Wave. His hometown is Pompano Beach, Florida, the same hometown as Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson. The time now is 7:37. When we return, NFL football fans' love affair with chicken wings.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
It being National Chicken Wing Day, as you two foodie enthusiasts know, the National Chicken Council estimating that last year's Super Bowl 59, 1.47 billion chicken wings were consumed by NFL fans watching Super Bowl 59.
That's just on Super Bowl Day.
Can you imagine
but, this? You know, you think about the whole season, think about all the in-home parties, the tailgates at the stadiums, everything. I mean, college football, pro football. I mean, chicken wings are a thing.
Could it be like 100 billion a year? Possibly.
Easily.
Oh, my goodness. It's gotta be crazy. But you know what's interesting? Like, why? Like, why are chicken wings the thing?
They're handy.
They are handy.
Yeah, they're nibble size.
Well, here's something. The rise of the chicken wing and its correlation to American football all had to do with timing. Cooking the whole bird was trendy in the 60s and 70s, but in the 80s, consumers started preferring boneless, skinless breast meat, and that coincided with really the revolution, the rise of football. And so football, chicken wings, the 80s was kind of the start of that whole thing. Mm.
Now, when you think about it, there's a lot of sports. You know, first off, I think it started with the single wing formation.
Right. Well, okay,
clearly.
And in hockey, there's something called the left wing lock. It's a defense. So they're clearly the sports is littered
with chicken pieces
with chicken references, and that's where it all started.
Of course, the 3-point shooter in basketball on the wing.
Yeah. So absolutely. So you can see that there's a natural marriage between chicken wings and sports.
So smart, so bright.
Well, but Gary, you're since you're a professional at it, you know the chicken dance. I know that you have a title in it. See what I mean?
That'll be at 8:30.
We can always count on you for the really colorful pageantry of sports. Thank you, Gary.
Of course.
7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So this jeans ad, remember the Calvin Klein's ad?
Yes, indeed.
With Brooke Shields, when she said, you know, it comes between me and my Calvin Klein's? Nothing. Well, that sparked an outrage, but boy, did they sell a heck of a lot of Calvin
That's
Klein
right.
jeans. Now we have the American Eagle jeans. Sydney Sweeney, who is an actress, she's been in a couple of, movies, okay, whatever the case would be, but she's an attractive, blonde, blue-eyed actress, and this new ad, she just signed to be the spokesmodel for American Eagle jeans, and here is what it sounded like.
I'm not here to tell you to buy American Eagle jeans, and I definitely won't say that they're the most comfortable jeans I've ever worn, or that they make your butt look amazing. Why would I need to do that? But if you said that you want to buy the jeans, I'm not going to stop you. But just so we're clear, this is not me telling you to buy American Eagle jeans.
Sydney Sweeney has her jeans.
You see what I mean?
All right, so
Sydney Sweeney has great jeans.
Great jeans.
Racist!
And that, of course, the homophone of jeans, J-E-A-N-S and G-E-N-E-S, just launched a raft of left-wing TikTok outrage.
Oh, wow.
Where many people are saying this is Nazi propaganda, this is eugenics, that they are now openly stuffing down the throats. I mean, just the woke mob got triggered on TikTok as soon as this ad went up. And I'm just going to be seeing what American Eagle does with this, because now everybody's talking about this ad and said, I just think it's absolutely, it shows you, you know, there's such a backlash now against wokeness and this DEI stuff. I mean, when President Trump says Redskins and Indians ought to change their name, it's all over. It's trending all over X right now, because people have had enough of this politically incorrect propaganda. And that's why there's these movements to change the name back, or in this particular case, you're seeing these ads again. Well, it's a great play on words. And, you know, no one can deny she has great genes, both the one she's wearing and the ones that she
was born with.
Was born with, exactly. And but nobody's saying that this is, you know, this is what everybody should look like or be like. This isn't some eugenics experiment. I tell you, the Democrats, if you want to learn about eugenics, it's the Democrat Party that practiced eugenics. Specifically, Margaret Sanger of Planned Parenthood. This was all about eugenics and to exterminate Negroes like weeds. So if you want to be outraged at something, get outraged at Planned Parenthood, because that was their founding mother, Margaret Sanger, who, by the way, Hillary Clinton got the Margaret Sanger Award, I should point out.
Yeah.
If you wanted to know more about eugenics, it's Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger on the left-wing side of the aisle, not Sidney Sweeney.
Yeah, and look, you could equally run Beyonce has great genes.
You could, absolutely. You
know, J-Lo has great genes. The idea somehow...
Jessica Alba.
Has great genes. I mean, the idea somehow that this is racist... It's just silly. I mean, don't they ever look at themselves in the mirror and say, all right, will this be effective or will I just look stupid?
I think, the journalist Robbie Suave says this is quite possibly the stupidest, most likely to backfire liberal overreach social media pile-on in the history of the Internet.
So, well said, sir.
I think he's right.
743, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Hey, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-WCBM 680 is our telephone number for that. First, though, we've got about 60 seconds of Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
And brought to you as a service, Bernese Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, 70 eastbound. The accident was at the ramp that would take you on to the Beltway and then eventually up towards Liberty Road. So there's still a pretty good size backup here going back to at least the Patapsco River Bridge. I'm going to change the camera there. Yeah, it's slow almost back to the river and maybe even beyond. So anybody after Route 29, you're going to have to ride that out all the way to the Beltway. You might want to make the move back there, 29, and go down and pick up Route 40 as the detour route. This is a long delay, and of course, that ramp is pretty narrow, the ramp that would take you up to the Beltway towards Liberty Road. Again, the camera is out right there at I-70 in the Beltway, so I can't tell you exactly what's going on, but I do see the impact at that point. We did a little more research on this backup near the American Legion Bridge. The VDOT people are saying they put some new lane patterns in down around the George Washington Parkway, so that could be confusing drivers a bit. So it's slow, again, crossing the Potomac at that point, but the backup goes all the way back again today, back beyond the ramps at River Road, and back into the interchange at 270. Beltway locally, up to have all your normal delays. JFX up to this point has not had a problem moving south from Ruxton Road. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle. Let Bernese Automotive get your vehicle ready. Do it today. Check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more, and get it all done at Bernese Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We start off mild and muggy and in the 70s this morning, but then later the heat and humidity return with a vengeance, mid to upper 90s with a heat index well over 100 degrees. Heat advisory in effect today and tomorrow. Thursday we'll see some storms bring in some cooler temperatures. It's sunny, 79 right now in the city, 79 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug up for grabs today. David in Parkville is our contestant. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right, well, good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story one, ICE agents arrested a Jamaican illegal alien who was actually employed as a police officer in Maine. The illegal tried to illegally purchase a gun, which triggered an alert to the ATF. Story 2, Amazon, which now owns the rights to James Bond, says they're going in a different direction. Time for a complete reboot. Bezos-owned company will relaunch Bond as a spy dramedy, starring the 65-year-old Eddie Murphy as the British secret agent.
Dramedy? I thought that was a camel.
No, it's a combination drama and comedy.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Story 3, California scientists sparking outrage with a botched test on an old aircraft carrier, spraying salt water to create artificial clouds and block sunlight. A secretive billionaire, his plot is right out of Bond, speaking of which, is to dim the sun as it's exposed to reduce global warming and climate change.
Does the conversation about dim sum end up in the food group here?
It really? Could.
Okay.
So story one is ICE arrested an illegal alien posing as a police officer. Story two, James Bond comes back as a dry comedy with Eddie Murphy. Now, story three, secret billionaire plot to dim the sun has been exposed. All right, we will start with Mr. Bruce, since he was very into the dim sun this morning.
Right. The first story about Jamaica, you know, I had a family member who go there once. It was very nice. They went to Jamaica. It was the Robert Bond thing, the reboot. James Bond.
Yeah. Robert Bond was his cousin.
That's fake news.
All right.
Completely. Yeah,
Bruce,
that's right.
Bruce goes for story two. Chuck?
Didn't Dim Sun work for you one time, Bruce?
I think so, yes. Yeah.
He was a houseboy, wasn't he?
No, that was Dim Bulb.
That's his characterization of me, Sean.
No, in his case, it would be Dumbo. I'll go with the James Bond character.
Kristen?
There's a lot of dim bulbs right on my board here in the control room. I've been asking to get fixed since before Christmas. And Eric?
It was Christmas, but, 1983.
Yeah, probably. Yes. But no, there is, whether people want to believe it or not, there is weather manipulation experiments going on. So I think three is probable. And I think the ice story is probable. So I'm going to go with number two.
Kristen goes for story number two. And David, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to stick with the crew and go with number two.
All right. Stick with the crew and go with number two, because number two is our fake news story of the day. Eddie Murphy will be coming back as Inspector Clouseau, not as James Bond. So, David, congratulations. We'll put you in hold. And that is, of course, get you your 100th anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug.
Can you see a French accent?
can you see Eddie Murphy as Inspector Clouseau?
No, I cannot, actually. No.
At 65?
No.
Well, how old was Steve Martin when he played? I think he was in his 50s, right?
Yeah, even that was bad.
Correct, yeah.
And Peter Sellers was what, in his 30s?
Suck. Yeah, there are some roles that belong with the initial character, or you have to wait a couple of generations to bring it back, and that's one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's going to play Chuck Whitaker in the movie?
Wow, I think Paul Newman is what he wanted. But he's
he looks good considering he's been dead for a while, you know.
Well, that's what I mean.
Would you mean that as a compliment?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying, Chuck.
Well,
it's method acting.
Yes. There's nobody can play me. He's gone. Jackie Gleason is gone. That takes care of the whole
Jackie
thing.
Gleason. You have a rather high opinion of yourself, don't you?
Frankie Fontaine?
You looked a lot taller on the radio.
I thought maybe Dom DeLuise might be a good choice.
Dom DeLuise. Thanks. I love you guys. I'm lying my ass off, but that's all right.
All right. We'll get listener suggestions.
Who should play
Chuck Whitaker?
Chuck Whitaker in his biopic. Who would be the one? All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. See what,
all right, boys.
All right, listeners suggest. 7:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellscoff.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof, MHRC number 1566.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me, be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up between 8 and 9 this morning, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Donald Trump on windmills. He went off on a rant yesterday with Keir Starmer on this thing. It's a fascinating conversation, actually. More citations. That's what we need to solve the crime problem here in Baltimore. That and more is still dead ahead. Right now it's 7:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here's Errol Flynn Jr.
The Sea Wolf.
I see wolf.
That's right. See wolf. Werewolf.
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 Both the tunnels southbound, right back to the area of the city county line. House, you're coming south through Rosedale and eventually trying to get into both the harbor tunnels. So that's a big delay there. At least 25 minutes, if not longer. The wreck is on the ramp from the eastbound side of I-70, the ramp that would take you to the inner loop. The backup goes all the way back beyond the Patapsco River Bridge. Or if you're coming up through Howard County, I would suggest you take Route 40 and come into the Beltway from there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, some early suggestions to play you. John Candy, Chris Farley.
Dead.
There's a theme starting to
jump on there.
John Belushi. This one's bizarre. Ernest Borgnine?
Mm. Ernest wow. Borgnine. McCann.
John Belushi.
Dead.
All right, we need somebody who's alive.
They're going to have problems reading their lines.
Yes, they are. Here, Fox 45.
You should hear them ad-libs, though.
Man. Weather Authority forecast. Mild, muggy start today. Hot and humid today. Mid to upper 90s with a heat index well over 100. It's with us for a couple days till Thursday. We get some storms and we'll bring some cooler temperatures into our area. Right now, we are, it's already heating up, as you might imagine. 80 in Annapolis under sunny sky, 78 in Ellicott City.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Chris Van Hollen, our senator, junior senator, I guess, says that
he would be the senior.
He's the senior?
Angela also brought
up. Of course, I'm sorry. Chris Van Hollen, our now senior senator, says that there's an organization we are giving money to that's bringing food into Gaza that Van Hollen says we should stop doing right away.
We've asked for the details. We haven't gotten them. In fact, just today, I'm sending a letter to Secretary Rubio, signed with 20 of my colleagues, calling for more information, but also calling for defunding this. American taxpayers should not be spending one penny to fund this private organization backed by mercenaries and by the IDF that has become a death trap.
Okay, now, what you're going to say is, yeah, really.
Hey, he was okay with Hamas
right.
getting funding, Hamas stealing the food, and putting Gazans in as human shields. He was okay with
that's
that.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's okay with it, Chris,
yeah.
at all.
Yeah, but the organization is the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. Folks, what happens if you take food into Gaza is members of Hamas come at gunpoint and take it away from you before you can give it to anybody. So the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation brings food into Gaza, and they bring with them armed personnel who can make sure that that doesn't occur. Now, there have been deaths surrounding this, so I'm not saying they're literally pure, because it's a little unclear exactly how these individuals died who were trying to get the food. The UN says around 600 Palestinians have been killed in Gaza while collecting aid since the GHF, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, began operating back in May 27th, 509 of whom were at centers set up by GHF. In other words, 500, not 1,000, Mr. Van Hollen. And the question is, how did they die? Did they bum rush the trucks where the personnel felt in danger? What occurred? The point of fact is that these people are actually bringing food in through an alternative path to make sure that people in Gaza don't starve to death. So if you would rather people starve to death or that Hamas continue to steal all of the food, 94,000 tons of food they've sent into Gaza, and Hamas has stolen probably about 93,000 tons of it. I mean, it's a astounding what they've done. But Van Hollen says, I guess, well, I better starve them than to kill them.
Over 1,000 people have died from being shot and killed.
500.
As starving people crowd to try to get food at just these four sites.
Right. And again, the numbers 500, that's from the UN. And actually, Hamas and the Gaza people say it's less than that. So, I mean, there's a little exaggeration going on here. And again, I'm not indicating, because I don't know enough about the organization, I'm not saying they're literally pure, I'm not saying they come under the wings of angels, but they are actually bringing food, substantial amounts of food, into Gaza to give to individuals. They want to protect themselves, they want to protect their convoys full of food. Yes, they bring the armed personnel in, yes, people have died. I wonder how many people have starved to death in the same amount of time.
Yeah, well, you look at it, this is a common tactic that is practiced by Marxists, and remember Stalin?
Yeah.
Remember how he starved the people of Ukraine.
Sure.
I think it was over a million people. Didn't, what's his name, win a Pulitzer Prize by ignoring that starvation of a million people in Ukraine?
Yeah.
So Stalin did it, Hitler did it, Pol Pot did it. Every dictator on the face of the earth and terrorist organization like Hamas will knowingly starve their people.
Yeah, they don't care.
And blame it on somebody else, because they don't really care if they die or not. They're just pawns in the overall struggle or intifada.
Yeah. This is one of the tactics that the left employs, and you can see it elsewhere in a rather bizarre kind of fashion. This guy, Zuran Mandami, he went back to Uganda to celebrate his wedding. There are apparently two classes in Uganda, the uber, uber, uber wealthy, that's where he was, and the rest of the population who was dirt poor and starving. No sympathy for them, because after all, he's one of the elite. So in Gaza, the elite, as far as they view it, are Hamas. They get all the goodies. Everybody else, screw them. So Van Hollen's saying basically, well, I guess I'm with the screw them crowd, because God forbid food get to some of these people.
Yeah, so what's the alternative? Let them starve anyway. Okay. All right, so more from Senator Van Hollen coming up in the next hour as he and a bunch of other Maryland Democrats try to get into a Baltimore ICE facility. So we'll tell you about that. And up next, Ivan Bates' citation docket. Good or bad idea? It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
This never gets easy.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams leading a news briefing on the mass shooting at a skyscraper in Midtown Manhattan. New York City's police commissioner is Jessica Tisch.
The building security camera footage shows the shooter enter the lobby, turn right, and immediately open fire on an NYPD officer. He then shoots a woman who took cover behind a pillar and proceeds through the lobby, spraying it with gunfire.
Four people, including the off-duty NYPD officer, were shot to death, a fifth person wounded by the gunman, who Tisch says later took his own life. The gunman, identified as 27-year-old Shane Chimora of Las Vegas, had a documented mental health history, according to police. The building the suspect targeted is home to the headquarters of both the NFL and Blackstone, one of the world's largest investment firms, among other tenants. Suspect in custody in Nevada, and three people are dead following a shooting outside a casino in Reno. A gunman opened fire just outside the Grand Sierra Resort. Three other people wounded. They were taken to a hospital. President Trump has cut the ribbon on his new golf course and resort in Aberdeen, Scotland. The president notes it was not easy getting to this point.
This has been an unbelievable development. The land, they said it couldn't get zoned. It was an impossibility. And Sean Connery said, let the bloody bloke build his golf course. Once he said that, everything came into line.
The president dedicating the new course in the memory of his late mother. Quoting Mr. Trump, my mother was born here, and she loved it. Watching Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell, stock futures in positive territory. Right now, the Dow futures are up 29 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 111 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
803, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway. It's mostly on the shoulder, but actually have one vehicle in the median. Then there's another couple of vehicles on the right side. Interloop just north of Route 40 at the ramp there at Exit 15. So if you're coming up from Frederick Road, once the troopers all arrive there, it may begin to slow. The outer loop is kind of looking at it just a bit, but we were already heavy in that area anyway, coming down from 795. The other big delay, which is right around the corner here, is eastbound I-70. The wreck was on the ramp from the eastbound side of 70, the ramp that takes you to the inner loop, which eventually would take you up to Liberty Road. So with that, the backup back to the area of the Patapsco River Bridge, and from that point you have at least a 20-minute delay, maybe a little bit longer if you're coming in from Howard County. Route 40 into the Beltway, probably the better bet. They're doing some emergency road work, and one report said they're working on some overhanging trees that are a problem at Harford Road and Glen Arm Road in the county. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Another mild and muggy morning with temperatures in the 70s. For the afternoon, more heat and humidity. Temps in the mid to upper 90s. Feels like temperatures into the triple digits will keep the heat around Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking at temperatures right now are mostly in the 70s and getting warmer throughout the morning. We do expect a very, very hot day today. Middle River already 75 degrees. Even Rice is not typically cooler than the rest. Around 71 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 804. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. This is a bizarre story. Police say the vehicle pulled from Baltimore's Inner Harbor with a body inside just last week was reported missing more than 10 years ago. The silver cab vehicle went missing from Waldorf in December 2014. Police do not know how long it was submerged in the harbor. Vehicle was pulled from 22 feet of water last Thursday. Police found a body inside. Investigators say the remnants were taken to the medical examiner's office. No word yet on the person's identity or the cause of death. two teens facing charges after a possible TikTok door kick challenge. The 13 and 14-year-old boys taken into custody early Monday following the overnight incidents on Sutherland Court and Old Crown Drive in Pasadena. Police spokesman Justin McKay says, based on the way the incidents were carried out, it appears to be part of a nationwide social media challenge. Dangerous heat continues across Maryland today and tomorrow. High temps around the Baltimore area expected to hit in the upper 90s with a heat index that could reach 110. Baltimore is under a code red extreme heat alert. City polls will be open for extended hours today, and cooling centers will be open throughout Baltimore, Annapolis, and surrounding counties. And Maryland Senators Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks, a story we'll be talking about this hour, are blasting the Trump administration after being denied entry into the Baltimore ICE facility. It's 8:06. Pick 3 lottery number is 738. Pick 4, 5804. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business High 5 Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep
high
breath.
Five, high five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Birds with a day-night twin bill today against the Jays. Charlie Morton, making perhaps his last start in an Oriole uniform, takes the hill in the opener. Undecided right now, will be on the bump in the nightcap. This coming one day after a first-class pounding of the Blue Jays.
They're not booing. They're mooing. His name is Hauser.
Deep left center, Colton Hauser.
Combo of Dan Shulman and Kevin Brown with that call. Kauser's crusher was the coup de grace last night. Birds 11-4 over the Jays. Most fans, I'm sure, feel that the Ravens' kicking competition between Tyler Loop and John Hoyland is a charade, and maybe it is. But yesterday was not a great day for Loop. Only 5-for-8 for the sixth-round pick. Misses from 43, 38, and 35 yards. Hoyland 4-for-4 yesterday with a long of 47. Maryland men's basketball's non-conference schedule has been finalized, and the Buzz Williams era will begin right here in Baltimore, November 3rd at CFG Bank Arena against Coppin State, part of the Hall of Fame series. Towson and Loyola will also play. Other non-conference games for Maryland this year include Georgetown, Virginia, UNLV, and Gonzaga. Coming up in 30 minutes, a change coming up that'll affect how you watch football. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 is our number here, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at The Morning Drive at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up in this hour, the Baltimore County executive responding to criticism over her IG nomination process. We got Trump on windmills, lecturing Keir Starmer on renewables. We'll take a look at the Baltimore Six members of the Congress, the Democrats, trying to get gain access into the Baltimore ICE facility yesterday. Top story, though, is Ivan Bates is frustrated. Now, I want to give credit where credit is due. I think Ivan Bates, with his federal partner, Eric Barron, is largely the one responsible for the reduction in homicides and non-fatal shootings, because they're actually prosecuting people, putting them behind bars. So I want to give him credit for that. As to the juvenile thug problem we're having, I'm not quite sure his solution is working, or for a number of reasons. But you might remember he had suggested something called the citation docket. And that was where folks would write citations or a ticket to the juvenile if they were caught doing something wrong. So far, in the 2 years that Bates has suggested this, data from his office, there have been 976 citations issued in the last 2 years. 239 of those were issued by Baltimore Police Department. That's about 120 a year. That's one every 3 days. And we certainly have more juvenile problems than one incident every 3 days. I can guarantee you that. So he thinks the citations would be, you know, some semblance of accountability.
When people feel that they can get away with it, they will. It's instinctive behavior. Remember, citation, an individual receives it. There's a level of accountability. There's a level of asking for 5 hours community service. And we're also extending services to these individuals. Individuals down at Fells Point, Federal Hill, if they're going to act like that, if they want to just do what they want to in the neighborhood, the neighbors are going to leave.
Well, I'm sorry, I have to disagree. I, with all due respect, I do not think 5 hours of community service is accountability for carjacking or some other kind of assault on a resident of Federal Hill or Fells Point or Canton, whatever the case, especially if they're juveniles. They're just getting released back into the, in their parents' custody.
Yeah.
5 hours of community service.
That'll teach them.
Yeah. But, you know, the city state's attorney says that this is all about accountability.
Accountability is doing something that's going to make that person uncomfortable. And that's all it is. So instead of arresting our way out of it, we're going to go ahead and give citations to wrap the wraparound services, the holistic approach that the mayor and so many others have discussed.
Seems like we've gone from one extreme to the other, Bruce. We used to, you know, no one's advocating that juveniles be put in gen pop, you know, with the rest of adult inmates. But shouldn't there be some detention? Okay. Yeah. If the parents don't care where they are, what they're doing, and you don't want to put them, you can't arrest your way out of the problem, according to many on the left, shouldn't there be some detention, especially to catch their attention and to start to teach accountability?
Yeah, I would think a second look has to be taken at our laws having to do with the parental responsibility until what age. Because, no, the parent is not guilty of the crime. But if, indeed, it's an underage child, the parent is responsible for supervision of that child. And if the parent fails in that responsibility, what are the punishments for that individual? Because unless there's a consequence, that means that consequence at home for mom and dad,
right,
who may need prodding just a bit to have that consequence, I don't think much is going to change at all.
Right. In some cases, there are dangers the parent as well. So
yep.
We'll talk about it.
813 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes with Errol Flynn.
Heads up. I'll just ignore that. Heads up on the JFX. If you're coming south, report of an accident southbound near the ramp at Falls Road. Of course, we can't see it because we don't have any cameras that work on the JFX speed cameras, but we don't have access to them. So if you're coming south the Northern Parkway, the wreck near Falls Road, the data that we're looking at is showing that there is a backup at least back to Northern Parkway. Eastbound I-70 still slow, and it's still basically stopped all the way back to the Patapsco River Bridge. That's because of an accident at the Beltway on the ramp that would take you to the inner loop of the Beltway. That's a single-lane ramp that would take you up to the Beltway, eventually up at Liberty Road. And I'm telling you right now, this is a lot more stop-and-go than it was even in the last 30 minutes or so. So I would think, and even though we don't see it, that a lot of this traffic eventually could go down and pick up Route 40 and come into the Beltway from there. And there is a wreck on the Beltway. It's on the shoulder on the inner loop just north of Route 40 so far. Has not created a big backup, but just a heads-up up through that area. They're working on some overhead tree problems at Harford Road and Glenarm Road, and also going back to the Capitol Beltway. The backup near the American Legion Bridge was with some new lane patterns, and now there's a wreck in Northern Virginia again on the outer loop just after the Potomac River Bridge. Delays back towards I-270. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, the suggestions are pouring in as to who should play you in the in your biopic. Mm. Ron says Rodney Dangerfield.
That'd be hard.
Yeah. He's dead. Casey Ingram says Rosie O'Donnell.
That's nice. Yeah. That's nice. Give me her email.
Kevin says, guy. Kevin says Jim Belushi.
He sucks. He's nothing.
Marshall says Jason Alexander.
What? Should be. Okay.
And
George Costanza.
This listener says Chaz Bono would be.
Wow.
And wait, this is Hugh and Denton on the Eastern Shore. Hugh, good morning. Who do you think should play Chuck?
Hugh. Oh.
You could not hang around. Okay, yeah. You call us back.
You couldn't hang.
Yeah, so there you have it.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Any of those float your boat?
No.
Really?
I'll play myself. I'm the one who's still alive.
Maybe we're looking in the wrong sphere. Maybe it should be somebody out of the political sphere who's making his first foray
too
into
bad.
Drama.
Maybe Petro's not still around.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe that's where I was going, actually.
Well, Blanca says Nigel Farage.
Who?
Nigel Farage.
Yeah. Nigel Farage from the UK.
Yeah.
The UK.
I don't know.
The Brexit leader or one of the Brexit guys.
Oh,
all right. you could do Brexit at Tiffany's.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah. Wow. What time is it?
You know what? If he's available, it'd be kind of an off chance. If he's available, Jabba the Hutt, I think it'd be a good idea.
Oh, he went there.
You guys just blow it. Never mind.
He went there.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
He did.
I didn't go there, Chuck, but he did.
You and Brexit at Tiffany's.
Brexit at Tiffany's?
Mr. Casey.
Aren't you confusing Nigel Farage and Brexit with breakfast? It's Brexit.
It was an intentional pun.
Very good.
Come on, catch up to the rest of the show.
Oh, really?
Right on his ass like the rest of this stuff.
All right, Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be hot and humid today, mid to upper 90s with a heat index of over 100. So it's going to be a hot one, no doubt. And right now we've got 79 and sunny in Pikesville. It is 81 in Baltimore City. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:17. Once again, it's time for us to find out exactly which lefty has lost it. Boy, we got a good one for you today. So please, enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters to the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps. We go all the way to Australia for you guys. Here is an Australian influencer. She doesn't like Donald Trump very much. Matter of fact, her suggestion, very kindly put, is that somebody in this country off the guy.
When are you going to do it? Why isn't it already done? Every day, there's another happening, right? Awful for your country. Awful, right? Why don't we redirect this energy to something else? You know what would actually make people respect you a little bit? And is if you did it. Is if you did it. You get heaps of fan mail. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just do it.
Yeah, you get heaps of fan mail if you simply assassinate the president. That's an endorsement for you from an influencer down in Australia who thinks that she has something pithy and worthy of adding to the conversation. Were she in this country, she'd be getting a visit from the Secret Service. Down there, might I simply suggest that she follow the Irwin method and go play in a pond with some alligators for just a bit. Just a thought. Right now, ma'am, please get back in the clown car and get out of here.
All right, we unleashed Pandora's box here. Steve says Fred Flintstone could play Chuck in the animated version.
Yeah.
Tommy Levin says Danny DeVito would be a great...
It'd be a reach for him, but yeah.
Yes, it would be. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, the inbox is blowing up here over the Chuck Whitaker biopic nominations. We'll get to more of that. We've got Jeff in Pasadena. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. I want to give a shout-out to Barbara and Beverly. I think I have a good pick to play Chuck if he was still alive. How about Artie Donovan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Chuck is still alive, just so you know.
Yeah.
Artie Donovan is still alive?
No, Chuck is.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, we prefer somebody that is still breathing at this point. Jeff, thanks for the suggestion. Appreciate that. It is 8:20 more.
See members of Artie's swim club. And I tell you, he was driving around in that property in his little golf cart yelling at everybody. It's amazing.
Well, Brian says, please explain to me how writing a citation to these thugs will solve crime. What we should be writing is their obituary. Now, there's a good idea. You get the juvenile, and you get their name, and you have like a template. And you just fill out the and you show them, this is your obituary. This is your future. Okay?
It's their only way of doing it, yeah.
Yeah. So that might catch their attention. I remember the old Signal 13 crash movies you used to watch in Driver's Ed. 8:20.
Jerry Nadler.
Nadler, but he lost all that weight.
Well, there you go. You see,
yeah, he loves it.
That's right there.
At one point, it looks like you know. You see, have you Who's seen that recent picture of Jerry Nadler?
Brendan
his
Fraser.
Pants are up to his breasts. Pretty soon, it's going to eat his head.
Is it Brendan Fraser who played the whale?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Brendan Fraser. He's alive.
He's alive.
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
All right. So we have our first legitimate nominee now, Brendan Fraser. 8:21. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep
high
breath.
Five, high five.
You're
I'm
in
top.
A good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig high speed five. Internet and advanced security, all high on our ultra reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back,
Yay!
But only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. If your kitchen feels more 1990 than 2025, it's time to call AS Builders and Home Improvement. They specialize in kitchen makeovers that are built to last. Open concepts, custom cabinets, gorgeous countertops, and more. The team at AES makes the process smooth, honest, and on time. Make your kitchen the heart of your home again. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any remodel or new kitchen. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
More nominations.
It's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Oh, excuse me, my bad. More nominations coming in. George Clooney.
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah. Getting better.
Hunter Biden.
Nice.
Okay.
Well, you pretty much stopped smoking crack, though, haven't you? I mean, I did for Christmas.
Not really?
I did for Christmas last year. Send you down a case of Parmesan cheese. So you know, 8:20.
Don't do that. Sometimes I get so agitated.
8:23. Chuck, can't do it. Can't do it.
I know. Sorry. The inner loop, but it's true. The inner loop coming up from I-95 through Wilkins Avenue. It's slow from there up to the wreck earlier near the ramp at Edmondson Avenue and Route 40 West. So that's the reason for the backup that usually is not there this time of the morning. Coming up the hill from 95, the traffic coming down the hill from 795 is still backed up. 70 inbound is still slow. There was an accident on the ramp from the eastbound side of I-70 to the inner loop of the Beltway. Delays back and even beyond the Patapsco River Bridge. Route 40 is taking a hit there with some of the overflow traffic eastbound. JFX, we can't see it, but we see the impact. An accident southbound on the expressway near the Falls Road ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Heat and humidity galore today. We're heating up, and the heat index is going to be well over 100 with highs in the mid to upper 90s. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. Thursday, some relief on our way with storms and cooler temps. Right now, sunny 81 in Dundalk, 81 in Arnold. So the citation docket idea from Ivan Bates, I don't see how that works in any world, keeping juvenile thugs accountable. Again, I guess that's his answer to those who don't want to see them detained in any way, shape, or form. But in any event, he says Baltimore Police Department isn't writing that many tickets or citations, even though they were properly trained.
I gave every excuse in the book for the police department. They need time, they need training, all of that. They've had time, they've had training.
Of course, Mackenzie Frost interviewed Ivan Bates and asked him about the mayor's GVRS plan, which has now been expanded into South Baltimore.
GVRS is an important role, but GVRS, we provide the teeth to make sure that it could have the bite to be successful.
How do you respond to the mayor who says that it's his police department who makes the cases for you to prosecute, and you wouldn't have cases if it weren't for his officers?
Well, I mean, before I was born and before the police, before the mayor was born, the police were making cases of arresting people. So the police been doing this for years. But the mayor also said there was 2,200 people were getting arrested. I don't think what he also doesn't understand is that all these wires, it's my prosecutors that direct the police on what to do. My prosecutors are writing the search and seizure warrants. My prosecutors are doing the direction each and every single day. We work together. That's why I use the analogy of the football team. The Ravens win Super Bowls together. The mayor said he's the quarterback. That's fine. But if you don't have a defense stopping people as well, we're never going to win. We're on the same team. And I suspect and hope that the mayor really understands that, because when he had a different teammate that he was standing next to, the previous state's attorney, they weren't winning too many games then.
Yeah, and so this feud with the Mayor Scott and the city state's attorney, Ivan Bates, is still bubbling under. It's it's still fomenting, and there's agitating there. And I think that, well, listen to what he basically blames the mayor for the lack of citation tickets being written.
Why do you believe the police department is not willing to write the citations?
You know, I don't know. What I do know is I see the mayor say he's the boss, people do what he tells them to, and they're his police. So just as the buck stops here in Baltimore City State Attorney's office, the buck has to stop there with the mayor. If the mayor wants them to write the citations, they will. I feel in many ways I'm pushing a boulder up a hill, and I'm asking the community, if what you want is citations or you want quality life enforcement, you have to tell the police that as well. You have to tell the mayor that as well.
Yeah, and but here's what the mayor thinks. The mayor, he doesn't want to have anyone under the age of 18, 17 or under, arrested and put in jail, unless it's obviously a heinous crime like murder or something like that. Then they can be charged as an adult. That's up to the city state's attorney. So, and he also doesn't want them, apparently, to get citation tickets, because otherwise the police would be writing many more of them. They're not. You know, one in every 3 days, as I just mentioned. And clearly, he's okay with releasing them. He doesn't want to keep them in the Department of Juvenile Services in detention, right? And he's okay with releasing him back into the custody of whatever guardianship they have, which isn't much of anything. So I'm not quite sure what Mayor Scott's idea is for holding juveniles accountable, if at all.
Well, it sounds like he wants juveniles to have no consequences. If you don't want them arrested, you don't want them punished, if you can't work on innovative ways to punish them, then...
Well, I'm sorry, I take it back. He's got the Infrastructure Academy. That was just announced this week that, you know, they can go. They're guaranteed to get a job if they go through the Infrastructure Academy.
Yeah, the idea of guaranteeing somebody a job runs counter to my personal philosophy.
Yeah. I just hope nobody at DPW is teaching at the Infrastructure Academy.
Yeah, just back up the truck. How gruesome, Sean.
Hey, you call them as you see them. Best of the morning drive available each and every day. WCBM.com, our Rumble Facebook page, is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Up next, Donald Trump schools the Prime Minister of the UK on windmills, and we still have the Maryland Democrats trying to storm the ICE facility in downtown Baltimore. Stick with us here. It's 8:30 News Headlines. Here is Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, folks. Time once again for news. Dangerous heat continues across Maryland today and tomorrow. High temps around the Baltimore area expected to hit the upper 90s today with a heat index that could reach 110. Baltimore is under a code red extreme heat alert, and city polls will be open for extended hours today. Cooling centers will be open throughout Baltimore, Annapolis, and surrounding areas. Maryland's senators Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks blasting the Trump administration for being denied entry to the Baltimore ICE facility. Van Hollen says Donald Trump told the American people that his immigration policy would focus on the worst of the worst, but Van Hollen says it was a lie. He says the administration is pursuing a cruel mass deportation agenda where people are held under inhumane conditions and shipped off without due process. Alsobrooks says denying lawmakers access, it is clear that the ICE facility has been instructed to hide the horror of the inhumane treatment of the people in their custody. City police investigating a deadly crash in West Baltimore. Officers responding to the 800 block of North Carey Street shortly before 1:30 on Monday morning. The 26-year-old male passenger found trapped inside a vehicle, later pronounced dead at the hospital. The driver had fled the scene on foot. And a shooting in East Baltimore now being investigated as a homicide after the victim died of his injuries. Officers responded to the 1100 block of East Preston Street just before 1 a.m. That was on June 30th, found a 33-year-old man with a gunshot wound. He was hospitalized for nearly a month before passing away, pronounced dead this past Saturday. Homicide detectives now leading the investigation. Coming up on 8:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes is next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick three, lottery number 738. Your pick four was 5804. And now, at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Late backing on the JFX. We mentioned within the last 40 minutes or so, we had a wreck southbound near the Falls Road ramp. Well, now the backup from that is all the way back, not quite back to Ruxton Road, but almost. Big delays there. Ruxton Road through Northern Parkway, all the way down to the wreck at Falls Road. So again, Green Spring Avenue, maybe Charles Street, York Road, getting away from that area, Falls Road as well, to get away from the backup on the JFX. The secondary wreck on the Beltway was on the inner loop near Frederick Road. We started with the wreck up near Route 40. There was another wreck at Frederick Road. Backed us up towards Wilkins Avenue. Eastbound I-70 is still slow. The wreck was on the ramp from the eastbound side of I-70, the ramp that takes you to the inner loop of the Beltway and up towards Liberty Road. We still have delays coming in on I-70 from the Howard County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Another mild and muggy morning with temperatures in the 70s. For the afternoon, more heat and humidity. Temps in the mid to upper 90s. Feels like temperatures into the triple digits will keep the heat around Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. The Blue Jays came into Baltimore last night with the best record in baseball, winners of 18 of the last 23. But none of that mattered to the Birds.
Now, Kobe Mayo hits a long drive to left field. Both the moon and into the bird bath. Mullins and Mayo mashing and mashing.
Kevin Brown with the call on mass, and Birds were mashing all night to the tune of four dingers. 16 hits in all. They taught Toronto a thing or two. 11-4 was the final last night. After the game, manager Mancelino was asked after a game like this if he ever thought about if everyone was healthy, what might have been.
You know, having them all together helps. I mean, it's better than not. I think we know that. You know, I do think that the guys have played good baseball for a couple months, you know, and I feel like they have swung the bat better here over a couple months. And I would guess.
Off the field, the news not good for Felix Bautista. Severe swelling in his right shoulder. The closer now is very likely out for the year. Sad news from the world of Major League Baseball, unfortunately. 10-time All-Star, 7-time Silver Slugger Ryan Sandberg has passed away yesterday from prostate cancer. The Hall of Fame second baseman and lovable Cub revered in Chicago.
Sandberg, the all-time leader. 480 chances. Airless for Sandberg.
The great Ryan Sandberg passes away at the age of 65. An NFL employee was seriously injured in a shooting yesterday at a Midtown Manhattan building that houses the NFL's offices and some of the country's top financial firms. Four people, including an off-duty New York City police officer, were killed. Day two of pads in the heat today at Owings Mills. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh says it's good for the team.
The heat's good for us, really good. That's how you get in shape. That's how you train. And our guys trained in a great way today. They dominated the heat, had a really good practice.
And the heat is on the Ravens' defense, especially early on. Kyle Van Noy acknowledges such.
On paper, we got some guys, but it doesn't mean if we don't play together, right? We had guys last year that were talented, and we didn't work out as well as we did right in the beginning.
And the on this day in Orioles history, take you back 37 years to July 29th, 1988. Baltimore trades Mike Boddicker to the Red Sox for Brady Anderson and Curt Schilling. Anderson would hit 50 home runs in 1996. Schilling would return to the Red Sox, and that bloody sock would win the World Series for Boston in 2004. The time now is 8:37. When we return, bathroom etiquette among roommates.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greeben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
See, I don't think this is a crazy ask, what I'm about to report, okay? This is coming from Latrobe, Pennsylvania, the summer home of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay. Wide receiver DK Metcalf sharing this story about his summer roommate, Aaron Rodgers. The two of them roommates because they want to bond together, I guess, before, you know, the season begins. Mm-hmm. They share a suite which is separated by a bathroom. So it's two separate rooms, common bathroom. Rodgers asks Metcalf in the middle of the night, if you got to go, don't flush. And the reason why is because the bathroom is loud. And so Rodgers needs his sleep. So just wait until the morning and then flush.
No.
What's wrong with that?
Smells.
No, I'm talking about number one.
Yeah. Have a Jell-O, let it mellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that. Like, yeah. Is that a crazy ask?
I mean, maybe there are other ways to muffle.
A lifetime of training.
Maybe put a little Sonics or something on in between the wall there to help absorb the flushing sound.
Well, that's a lot of thought involved there.
Yeah.
Wait, well, what did you say? If it's yellow, what now?
If it's yellow, let it mellow.
I've never heard that before, but I do like it, though.
If it's, it was brown, flush it down.
No, I didn't need to.
We didn't need to hear that.
No, that part I didn't, wasn't going
there.
Leave
it there to Bruce.
At all.
Yes. All right.
If it's green, check your spleen.
Oh, no.
I'm more concerned about Aaron Rodgers versus Terry Bradshaw. Have you covered that at all?
I haven't covered it, but I'm going to get to
it. They want to chew bark or something?
And my God, this is just crazy stuff.
It is crazy stuff. We got to do that maybe tomorrow.
The four-time Super Bowler against the one-time Super Bowler.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Thanks, Greg. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Well, among the lessons given by Donald Trump to foreign leaders includes when he was talking yesterday with Keir Starmer from Great Britain was, you know, his taxation policies. And then something that, it's funny what triggered this. Donald Trump played at Turnberry. And he said he got, this was his course, he got to a point where he glanced up and saw this beautiful countryside and saw six windmills, you know, along the horizon. He said, that's not going to happen in my country. And that's what he told Keir Starmer.
And the other thing I say to Europe, we will not allow a windmill to be built in the United States. They're killing us. They're killing the beauty of our scenery, our valleys, our beautiful plains, and I'm not talking about airplanes, I'm talking about beautiful plains, beautiful areas in the United States, and you look up and you see windmills all over the place. It's a horrible thing. It's the most expensive form of energy. It's no good.
I can't remember where we drove in this cross-country drive we took years ago with the kids, but I drove through one valley out in California, and there must have been 200 windmills on the hillsides, completely destroying the vista of the hillside.
No, that's what they want to do on the Eastern Shore, on the coast of Ocean City and the Delaware beaches.
That's absolutely insane. Trump points something out, by the way. He says, what do you do with the old parts?
When they start to rust and rot in 8 years, you can't really turn them off. You can't burn them. They won't let you bury the props because there's a certain type of fiber that doesn't go well with the land. That's what they say. The environmentalists say you can't bury them because the fiber doesn't go well with the land. In other words, if you bury it, it will harm our soil. The whole thing is a con job. It's very expensive. Wind doesn't work. You need subsidy for wind, and energy should not need subsidy. With energy, you make money. You don't lose money.
Yeah, that's an important lesson. With energy, you make money. You don't lose money. And right now, on these alternative energy sources, because of where the technology is, we're losing money on this stuff. You lose money on the windmills. You lose money on the solar panels. You lose money on this kind of stuff. Why not use what you make money on? And that is in the ground here in this country, available right now, this minute. Now, there's this great series. I can't remember. It's on Showtime, I think, called Landman.
I think it's Paramount.
Is it Paramount Plus? Billy Bob Thornton plays the lead. In this one scene, he's an oil man. He's trying to explain to this New York lawyer exactly the problem with some of these windmills.
400 feet tall. A concrete foundation covers a third of an acre and goes down in the ground 12 feet. Do you have any idea how much diesel they have to burn to mix that much concrete or make that steel and haul this out here and put it together with a 450-foot crane? You want to guess how much oil it takes to lubricate that thing or winterize it? And it's 20-year lifespan. It won't offset the carbon footprint of making it.
Yeah, period.
Yeah.
He's absolutely right on that. Absolutely 100% right on that. And, of course, as Sean says, they're talking about doing this here all over the place.
Yeah.
We'll lose money on it. It will destroy the land. It will destroy the view.
I'm shocked environmentalists aren't up in arms over this.
Yeah, really. We're people, you know, like the naturalized people who like to see beautiful things.
Right. If this was Trump's idea, they would be totally opposed to it.
Yep. By the way, this is a soundbite. The play that's going into Chuck, so be patient. This is a soundbite. Actually, we'll do Chuck first, and then Chuck, you hang for a second.
Okay.
Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
Yeah, come on, come on. What
are you come on.
You gotta mess things up.
No, this is for you, man.
Oh. Yeah, big star of your own biopic.
Yeah.
I'll do this first.
Okay.
Eastbound I-70 has cleared out now. The wreck on the Interloop ramp to go north on the Beltway is gone. So that backup is finally gone. The Interloop is still slow. Coming up from Wilkins Avenue, they've been looking at a wreck near Frederick Road. Still slow. You'll get better once you start up the hill towards I-70 and up into Liberty Road. JFX still backed up through the city-county line. The problem was down at the ramp at Falls Road. We've had delays not quite back to Ruxton Road, but at the city-county line through Northern Parkway. Those delays continue. Falls Road, Green Spring Avenue to get through that area. Capitol Beltway is still slow going around to the American Legion Bridge. The wreck was on the Virginia side again today at the George Washington Parkway. Those delays are still back to the area, at least at River Road. Okay, what do you got now?
All right. Are we going to do the rest of it first? Or?
No.
Okay, all right. Chuck, this is for you. This is apparently Donald Trump quoting Chuck Whitaker. So another guy who might be able to play you in the biopic, by the way, is Donald Trump, what he's done with this presidency thing. Here he is.
The golf was beautiful. Golf can never be bad. Even if you play badly, it's still good. If you had a bad day on the golf course, it's okay. It's better than other days.
Is that true, Chuck?
That's true.
Yeah.
How about John? Any day on a golf course is better than doing this crap.
How about John Daly?
John Daly, my man. Hit a shot, drink a beer. Hit a shot, drink a beer.
I think we've hit it. I think John Daly should play you in your biopic. Right.
Absolutely.
Not a bad idea.
All right. I thought you would agree to that.
Yeah.
All right.
Knew he'd get there.
All right.
He's my kind of golfer.
Yes, he is.
You know, he just gets up, takes one look at it, and hits it.
Apparently, you both share the same wardrobe as well.
That's nice.
Yeah. But at least you're nice enough to wash it before you send it back to him.
Exactly.
If I had my WCBM t-shirt and my mug, I would be a lot happier. But
yeah, I know.
See that's not happening.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. All right, well, what size are you?
You figure it out.
Just guess.
He didn't bite. Like he didn't bite. He knows me too well. No. All right. Chuck, we'll see you in a couple.
Yeah, you might.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mild and muggy to start the day. Heat and humidity creep again, highs in mid to upper 90s. Heat index over 100 until Thursday when some storms coming through should give us some relief and cooler temperatures through these storms. Right now, 82 in the city, 82 in middle of earth. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
A feel-good news segment today brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, your headquarters for all your appliance needs. Dalton DeMichelli is an 8-year-old Arizona Diamondbacks super fan, and the team treated him to an unforgettable night the other night where he met a few players, including his favorite, Corbin Carroll. Dalton has endured multiple surgeries after being born with a congenital heart defect. Here's Dalton's mom, Krista, and Corbin Carroll talking about Dalton's amazing day. And did I not load the feel-good news segment? Okay. I think, thanks to Kristen, we have located it.
It meant the world to me. I thought he was going to be standing there maybe with a ball and a pen and that they would sign and then be on their merry ways, but he spent quality time with these guys.
Just to be able to do something special for him, it meant a lot. It was a great reminder of the kind of power that we can have as athletes and the lives that we can touch.
Those guys really have hearts of gold, and I just want to thank them over and over again. They couldn't have made it a more perfect day for Dalton.
Yep, great story to the D-backs. We credit Kristen Hagrick with a save on that one. Brought to you by our friends at Town Appliance.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1. Sunday 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me, you need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
All right, so six members of the Maryland congressional delegation, Senators Angela Alsobrooks and Chris Van Hollen, and Congressman Kwasi Mfume, Glenn Ivey, Johnny Zero, and Congresswoman Sarah Elfrith all wanted to gain access to the Fallon Federal Building where the Baltimore Field Office of ICE is located. But they weren't allowed any further. The field office's acting director, Nikita Baker, came out into the hallway, denied them a tour based on a directive she had been given by headquarters. And Fumi told Baker they were there to exercise their oversight authority. Van Hollen read her the federal law that says Homeland Security can't use any funds to keep members of Congress from entering buildings used to house or detain the undocumented. Here is Glenn Ivey at the right after the event.
And city after city across this nation, this continues to be the Trump agenda. And that agenda is a selfish one. It is a spiteful one.
Yeah, it's the one that nearly 80 million people voted him in office to get rid of the illegal aliens that are in our country illegally. But Van Hollen, he says he smells a cover-up.
They want to cover up what's going on in that place.
They don't want the public to know how their taxpayers' dollars are being used.
Might you be a little bit more curious about the cover-up in the Obama coup, you know, where they were plotting and scheming to spy on the American people, to spy on a candidate, to spy on a sitting president? That, to me, would be a little bit more of a priority. Maybe Chris is looking for another margarita. I don't know. But here he is basically saying that Trump is gaslighting the American people.
Donald Trump, President Trump, lied to the American people when he said that the Trump administration was simply going to focus on, quote, the worst of the worst.
Well, he did say that, and they are prioritizing. He didn't say they were only focusing on worst of the worst. He said they were prioritizing the worst of the worst.
Right, right.
And but he did promise the largest mass deportation in history. That means everybody goes. If you're in this country illegally, you know, they're getting on the worst of the worst, go first.
Yeah.
But everybody goes.
We're very clear about saying that, you know, if you're here illegally and we come in to arrest somebody who's a bad guy and you're there, we're going to get you too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, be advised. And part of that was meant to kind of isolate those people who are the bad people here. But people, you know, some folks paid attention to that and some didn't.
Yeah.
However, I tell you, I would like to know when they'll be given access, because I do think it's important to have some congressional oversight in these kinds of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, like they were so interested in the J6 prisoners that were held for 4 years without any trial or without bail. So I'm sure they're constitutional hypocrites, all of them. 8:51, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The Rob Carson Show.
The Democrat Party, if they think that somebody can win, they don't care if they're communists, they don't care if they're anti-Semites, they are willing to, under their big tent, welcome anybody as long as they perceive them winning. That's your Democrat Party. We don't care what you represent as long as it's anti-Trump, anti-American, and you can win.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WC.
8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the 3s. Once again, it's John Daly.
A heads up on the Beltway northeast side. There's a medic call coming into that area. Somebody having a problem in a vehicle. I just saw the medic unit passing Hartford Road and could be working over towards Lock Raven Boulevard and Pering Parkway. It's become more stop and go now right at Pering. So looking for the medic unit. And again, check your rearview mirror. Was coming up the right side. Here comes another medic unit on the inner loop. So they're looking for somebody with a problem in a vehicle in that area. JFX still slow. And we thank Blanca. Checked in and gave us a report, said the JFX got a little better after exit 7, but still slow at the city-county line. 70 inbound finally did clear for all those earlier problems. The inner loop coming up from Wilkins Avenue, a little better as well. The wreck near Frederick Road was off to the side. Both the tunnels have been very heavy this morning. We continue with those delays as you're coming south on 95 and 895. Capitol Beltway still slow because of problems on the outer loop after the American Legion Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, hot and humid again today, high to mid to upper 90s, and then, of course, that with humidity, it's going to be well over 100 on the heat index, so be prepared today, tomorrow. Get some relief Thursday, some storms, cooler temperatures. Right now, 82 and sunny in Pasadena, 82 in Parkville. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. We're fine, thank you.
Good. I officially have a 9-year-old.
Today is the day.
Is
Happy
the day.
Birthday, Olivia.
I know. Yeah, I'm cool so stuff. Excited for her. I go to wake her up this morning. I'm like, "Happy birthday, girl." She doesn't move at all. Not at all. Then I say, "You know what? 9, you're halfway to 18. She sits right up. She was like, "Yes." And then she's fine. I'm like, Okay. All right. So she's having a good day already. I want to talk, of course, about what happened in New York City yesterday. Still very unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys heard any latest updates on how he arrived in New York City, because I can't find that.
I heard something about he was by the car and they tracked him.
Okay.
He's walking around Manhattan with an M1.
Yeah, exactly. And apparently he had a beef with the NFL over CTE, which is the concussion syndrome thing, and he played football at one point. So there's some mental illness going on there.
Yeah.
So that's allegedly what motivated him. But I was struck by the photo of him walking with with a long gun like that, and nobody around him, nobody stopped him, nobody even noticed.
Yeah. Well, you know what? A lot of people looking at their smartphones today, not paying attention at all. So maybe that's how he got by. So we'll talk about that today. We're also going to talk about the ICE facility in Baltimore. We had some of our congressional members that hosted a brief sit-in.
Yeah.
Very brief.
Just for the photo op.
Yeah, for maybe 5 minutes. But the big question of the day, should we allow our elected officials in these facilities when they arrive?
You know, I think that if they're announced, if they've made an appointment, I don't have a problem with that. If they show up, you know, to try to create an issue or a problem, no, I don't think they should be given access. But, you know, again, they do have congressional oversight, and I think that they should probably be given access if they go through the protocols.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
If they showed up and they've not been announced, and it's at a pretty bad time, I would think it'd be handled rather elegantly to say, you know, guys, we'd love to have here, but not during mealtime, for example. We're trying to feed people right now, and it's not a safe environment for you to be here. So what about tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock? I mean, that kind of thing could be worked out.
Yeah.
If they showed up just basically be jerks, then they're going to show up and be jerks.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they told them you could always schedule a tour, apparently, and they declined. So they just sat there.
Yeah, well,
thinking, well, why not just schedule it?
Yeah, but I think it requires 72-hour advance notice.
All right,
they did send them a letter last week, but they didn't say they wanted a tour. Or they just said they wanted access, whatever that means.
But no date, no time?
Yeah.
All right, screw them.
Oh, wow.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry to be that blunt.
Yeah, and then, of course, we'll still continue talking about the Kelly Madigan drama or saga.
Yeah, how about the letter from the county executive? Just the first line I want to run by you. Ensuring an open, honest, and accountable government is the highest responsibility of the county executive. That's the opening line.
Yeah. Well, then reinstate Kelly Madigan.
Yeah.
If that's what you're looking for. Look, I could see if she was bad at the job.
Right.
Right?
Well, she says
she's got an award.
Khadijah Walker stood out as the most qualified candidate to elevate to the office of IG. And look, I'm not disputing her credentials. Her credentials may be fine. But the most qualified candidate was already in the job as the fraud fighter of the year. So again, she's just stepped in it again, Kathy Klasmer.
And I heard Julian Jones, he made a comment. He's like, "Oh, I see that she's very well qualified. I cannot wait to talk to her." Qualified as an auditor.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Not as Inspector General. It's two totally different things. So we'll talk about that as well.
Okay. It's all coming up next. Kim Klasick live right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And make sure you stay tuned for Kim. And don't forget, Rob Carson's off this week. He's moving to the Washington, D.C. area. So we'll see more of Rob. But Mary Walter, I think, is in today. All right. 8:59. And today, tomorrow, or last Thursday are the last remaining days of the Christmas in July sale at Rescue Natural Supplements, where you can save 50, 60, up to 73% off your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements. It's a great sale, and I'm going to give you a way to save $10, get free shipping in just a second. But again, no matter what your supplement of choice is, whether for me it's omega-3s, LDLX-Q10, I take the HDL Plus, and other supplements as well, and Rescue Renew You is a great way to start your day and get a great supplement with only 5 grams of sugar, and it is got a bunch of amino acids in there, and great way to help maintain muscle, build muscle. Any number, over 50 different nutraceuticals there, all marked down at res-q.com. Use the coupon code 10MORE, that's 10MORE, to save $10 on your total order and get the free shipping, and that's going to end tomorrow night, that special coupon offer. So call today, order yours at 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or go online, res-q.com, and order yours today. Stay tuned for Kim. We're back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.